This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The psychiatrist who got that notebook from James Holmes, filled with stick figures, sketches of killings right after the Colorado movie theater massacre, was very concerned about the accused gunman's mental state before the attack. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
A source telling the Denver Post that the University of Denver psychiatrist was so alarmed by James Holmes's behavior that she notified the campus-wide security threat team she helped create years before. She also took her concerns to the behavioral evaluation and threat assessment team on campus, but no action was taken. This happened in June, around the time Holmes dropped out. University officials citing federal health privacy laws and the judge's gag order on the case could neither confirm nor deny the reports. Dave?
Courtney, there was worry about a Maryland man. Neil Prescott called himself a joker and is accused of threatening to shoot his former boss, attacking his old workplace. Then an apartment search turned up a lot of guns and ammunition.
There's not much difference between this and other tragic incidents that have occurred across the country. The key piece here, it didn't happen.
That's Prince George's County Police Chief Mark McGaw. Prescott now at a mental health facility facing a misdemeanor charge. What the Senate rejected, the House approved. In an election year tax cut fight, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Along party lines, the House approved a bill to extend the Bush tax cuts to people at all income levels.
I refuse to raise taxes on small businesses while they struggle to bring our country out of this recession.
Washington State Republican Dave Reichert on the bill that will now be ignored by the Senate, just as the Senate bill extending tax cuts to those earning $250,000 or less was rejected by the House.
We would rather have a result for the American people than an issue in the campaign.
That's House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. Those Bush tax cuts now are set to expire at the end of this year, Dave.
Rich, both President Obama and Mitt Romney could talk taxes out campaigning today. The president's in Florida and Virginia. Romney will be out in Colorado. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
More than 16,000 students in the Brazos Valley are in need of school supplies. On Thursday, August 9th, the Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting their annual
Stop the Bus
School Supply Drive from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Drop-off locations are at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point. Help us
Stop the Bus
on Thursday, August 9th from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. For more information on
Stop the Bus,
visit jlbcs.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. We buy and sell gold and silver coins, one coin or an entire collection. If you want to invest in gold or silver, you will find our prices are the best around. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Being a full-service jewelry store allows us to pay more for your items. We are not dependent on just precious metals. Thank you for voting us the best gold and silver buyers in the Brazos Valley for another year. We hear every day how happy our customers are with us, and they appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 6, the temperature at 75. More in the Brazos Valley weather follows the news, brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Catch Me If You Can, the all-new Broadway musical, Ray Benson in concert, and much more. Visit MSCOpus.org. Good morning. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver. What's in a name? The Texas A&M System Board of Regents been asked this week to make some changes. Chancellor John Sharp says adding the phrase Texas A&M to AgriLife, the Engineering Experiment Station, and five other agencies means millions of dollars of additional exposure.
I did a poll, was tacked onto a poll of a statewide official. This was sometime last fall, and the most well-known agency that we have at that time, probably because of the drought and the fires that they were fighting, was the Texas Forest Service. There were only 7% of the people of this state, the registered voters of this state, knew that it had anything to do with Texas A&M.
The change effective September 1st would not apply to Prairie View and Tarleton State Universities because legislative action would be required. A scene played out nationwide yesterday was duplicated in Bryan and College Station. All the local Chick-fil-A restaurants had customers lined out the door. Traffic backed up past parking lots into streets and freeway service roads. Christy Schultz, among those in the drive-thru of the Briarcrest store, sitting in traffic that had backed up onto Freedom Boulevard.
Just want to do my part to show how conservative we are, and we agree with the statements that were made, and we're just doing our part to show our support.
Political commentator and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee created the promotion following attacks on statements made by the restaurant's chief executive, in which he affirmed his view that the biblical view of marriage should be upheld. At this time yesterday, Highway 6 was closed in southern Robertson County following a crash near the Campbell's Creek Bridge that killed a man from Bryan and a woman from Houston. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a southbound pickup driven by 46-year-old Daryl Dwayne Young was hit by a northbound car that crossed the center line driven by 37-year-old Hillary Tyreen.
We have the left lane passing only. And it appears to me that the vehicle that was traveling south, the impact took on the inside lane of the southbound roadway. And obviously that time of morning, you know, there should not be a whole lot of traffic at that time. So ample reason why maybe you should have been over.
Morgan says the wreck that occurred just after 4 a.m. shut down the highway for 3 hours. Then the rest of the morning traffic was restricted as investigators collected information. Thanks again to observant citizens. Suspected burglars are in custody. Officer Rhonda Seaton at the College Station Police Department says three were arrested the night before last near Southwest Parkway in Dartmouth.
He observed some individuals climbing over a fence from a neighboring yard. Of course, that's suspicious, and so he did the right thing. He called the police. An additional caller called in, said that she could hear somebody hitting a door and thought that they were trying to burglarize a residence, and so I'm guessing people are starting to listen to the message that we can't do our job without our citizens helping us.
Taken to jail were an unidentified juvenile and a pair of 17-year-olds, Eddie Mason IV of Bryan and Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station. It was not a pleasant day yesterday at San Antonio International Airport, where a bomb scare shut down operations for 2.5 hours.
My mom is on the flight, out on the runway, just out there. She's been there for like over an hour, she says, and they're trying to keep them cool.
2,000 passengers inside the terminal were herded onto the tarmac, jets parked on the runways, no flights could take off or land, and roads that went in and out of the airport were closed. Before the week is done, Congressman Bill Flores says 4 major pieces of legislation will move through the House. Yesterday, it was voting again to continue Bush-era tax cuts for another year.
That one-year extension of today's tax rate does 2 things. One, it keeps the tax increases that are pending in January from hitting and causing the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs. It also allows certainty for our job creators in this country so that they don't have to worry about what their tax rates are going to be. And then it gives us a chance to come up with comprehensive tax reform that's based off a pro-growth model.
The Democrat-controlled Senate remains opposed to extending tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans. Meantime, a Senate subcommittee is supposed to approve a bill that would keep 8 Texas Air National Guard cargo transport planes based in Fort Worth. Texas congressional delegation and the governors of several Gulf Coast states have been fighting a proposal to move those C-130 Hercules planes used for post-hurricane evacuations. WTAW News Time, 11 after 6, temperature is 75, news brought to you by MSC Opus. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build across the local area, and that system's going to be responsible for the heat and the lack of precipitation. It'll be sunny and right around 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow, highs right around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be 75 to 80. Partial sun during the day Saturday, high Saturday afternoon near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll continue our tour around the SEC, and today we'll talk about the LSU Tigers. They're going to be at Kyle Field for the first time since 1995 this year. We'll talk about that, the Olympics, Aggies in the Olympics, and more coming up in sports.
Really enjoyed that story about San Antonio, that of all the people that they would go and interview, they find a woman whose mother has been on that plane almost an hour.
That's right. I would have liked to have interviewed her after she was able to deplane.
Because, I mean, we hear stories about people being stuck on planes for like 6 hours, but an hour.
Mm. Well, it was a total of 2.5, so this was within the waiting period.
Yeah. The people who I'm thinking were probably not happy are the ones who had been in the air-conditioned terminal, who got a chance to go out and stand on the concrete tarmac,
or those trying to get off the freeway to enter the airport grounds and were told
but at least they're in an air-conditioned vehicle. Probably I'm thinking, I don't know what the high in San Antonio was yesterday, but
if it was much different than here.
Just imagine being in a rental car and you're trying to beat the deadline for renting another day.
I wonder how that works. I wonder if they have to go ahead and
get
allow
stuck
them
for another day.
I think that they give them a free extension.
Yeah, but how many years will it take to get the charges reversed?
Yeah. Well, that's why, I mean, the car company needs to do it right now. I mean, now to get that fixed. But nonetheless, and again, it was a very specific threat. Is that what they said?
Yes.
Which means.
And they thought they had a hit.
Yeah.
The dogs went off, and apparently it was not anything.
Yeah.
So I wonder about the owner of that vehicle in the garage.
Yeah.
If it got destroyed in the process.
Yeah.
In India, a man...
Not dog slobber, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah. All over the back seat. I hate when that happens on the
Beauregard, please.
Yes.
Easy, Bo.
So an Indian man, man in India...
with or without electricity.
Well, pretty good chance he did, about half and half. Burned down his house while trying to kill a rat. The man says that he tied a cloth dripped in kerosene around the tail of the rat. After it was caught in a trap.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he lit the cloth. But, says here, why don't you kill the rat while it's in the trap? But no, he decides he wants to soak this kerosene. I mean, you carrying kerosene around with you? Do you have to go out to the garage, get a cloth, find a cloth? It's a good cloth. Okay.
I can envision this in the recently released Marigold Hotel movie.
Oh, okay. There you are. And then goes down and ties that to the rat's tail in said trap. Problem is then the rat escapes from the trap and begins running all over the house with the kerosene-soaked burning rag on its tail.
Flambe.
Yes, well, but also set the house on fire as he runs through, and guy loses his house. Gosh, one of those, if I had that to do over again, what would I do differently?
Info.
Mason.
Lessons learned.
I wonder what he had for dinner.
Oh, God.
Speaking of India, Stephen Colbert asked the Indians if they've tried unplugging it, waiting 30 seconds, and plugging it back in again.
Yeah, we can laugh. We're half a world away.
Right.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
There you go, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That'd be us.
Yeah.
It's August the 2nd, it is. And happy birthday to you, if it's your birthday today. Actor Peter O'Toole is still with us and turns 80 years old today. There you go. Kathy Lennon, one of the Lennon sisters, turned 69 years old today. Actress Joanna Cassidy is 67 years old. Butch Patrick of the Munsters, he was the Little Munster. He's, what was his name, Eddie?
Yeah,
59 years old. Actress Victoria Jackson, she used to be on Saturday Night Live, is 53 years old today. Mm-hmm. And Cynthia Stevenson, the actress, she's from Hope and Gloria, if you watch that show, she's 50. Mary Louise Parker, the actress, turns 48 years old today. And Sam Worthington from that Avatar movie turns 36 years old. And actress Hallie Eisenberg, she's the sister of the actor guy that played.
I can't help
what's
you.
His name?
I can't
anyway,
help you.
She's
I have no
20.
Idea. Yeah,
she's 20 years old today.
The actor who plays what's his name?
Well, played on that movie about the Facebook guy.
Okay.
That actor. Good. Yeah. Anyway,
that's fine.
Yeah. There you go. Judge Lance Ito, remember him?
He was
the judge in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Sure.
He turned 62 years old today. Billy Cannon. Won the 1959 Heisman Trophy at LSU. Of course, his son went to Texas A&M. He's 75 years old today. And that's all I got.
Now troubled actor Edward Furlong. He was the little kid in that first Terminator movie. He's 35. Wes Craven, who has made a lot of movies, is 73. And Linda Frattiani, right here in the middle of the... Summer Olympics, there's a Winter Olympic chick right there.
How about that?
And that'd be 52 years old. And some guy named Max Wright from ALF. Of course, having never watched ALF, I wouldn't really know much about that.
I watched it once.
Good for him. He's got a birthday today.
Who wants to jump through for medical care? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. Under pressure to squeeze out costs, some of the U.S.'s biggest health insurers are quietly erecting more hurdles for patients seeking medical care. Insurers are rolling out plans with more restricted choices of doctors and hospitals. They're even weighing new requirements for referrals before patients can see specialists. July was a good month for Japanese automakers. Rebuilt inventories and higher spending on sales incentives boosted their market shares to more than 45.5% above that of their U.S. counterparts. General Motors sales slipped 6.4%. Ford sank 3.8%. Chrysler, Honda, Toyota, and Nissan all saw gains. Stocks finished lower yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 37 points to 12,971 after the Fed announced it would hold steady for the time being on its interest rate policy. Before the announcement, the blue chips were up 30 points. The Dow Jones futures are up 47, NASDAQ up 8, S&P up 5. I'm Jen Ursulo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Tea Party, which began as a genuine, organic, grassroots movement in 2009, has now adopted itself into a force to be reckoned with within the existing Republican Party. You know, we were debating a while back when the Tea Party movement first came on the scene. I kept quoting Reagan. Is it a third party we need, or is it a revitalized second party? You know, for the Tea Party to have completed this transition, and they're winning all these races, and they're doing it, you know, a little more quietly, but they're doing it effectively with massive margins like yesterday, is extraordinarily impressive. And I think people know what to look for now. They know the type of person, candidate they want. And time again, the establishment candidate is getting beaten.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Find Amish furniture for generations at their temporary location on Boonville Road, just down the street from Kroger. Their new showroom is getting closer to completion, but you will still find all the beautifully detailed handcrafted solid wood pieces that make furniture heirlooms. And you can still receive 10% off any custom order. Stop by today and save at Amish Furniture for Generations at their temporary location on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck or give Kent a call at 260-5050.
Due to the overwhelming response to our new evening hours, UPA has added Thursdays to the schedule. Now, every Monday through Thursday evening from 5 to 7, you can see a pediatric specialist without an appointment. And UPA has also extended weekend hours. On Saturdays, phone lines open at 7:30 and first appointments begin at 8:30. On Sundays, phones open at 11 and first appointments begin at 1:30. 7:30. To learn more, click on upadocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could come up with some creative way to talk about this. There's nothing other we can say that just going to be plain old hot. About 100 a day. I'm going to continue that all the way through the week. Slight chance of showers on Sunday at 20%, elevating that to 30%. Wow, 30% on Monday. In the meantime, low temperatures around 75. Getting some breezes in the morning, which is kind of nice, but it gets pretty hot pretty fast. Right now, humidity is 91%. Winds are from the southwest at 6. We have fair skies out there at 76 degrees.
It's actually hard to be persuasive with facts and figures. There's something else that works so much better. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Here's Jungle Jack Hanna for Cosequin.
Some of the animals I love the most are in my own backyard. So it really broke our hearts when our dog Tasha had trouble getting around. But now, thanks to Cosequin, she's back to her old self.
For dogs, cats, and horses, trust Cosequin, the number one vet-recommended brand of joint health supplements the Hannas rely on.
Tasha may not run like a cheetah, but with Cosequin, she's a heck of a lot faster than me.
Cosequin, available from veterinarians, fine pet retailers, and now Kroger and Vitamin Shoppe.
When you want to persuade, make your case, or sell an idea, the tendency is to present facts and figures. But here's the problem.
We're not wired to make sense of facts. We don't really know what to do with them, and they don't tend to penetrate.
Lisa Cron, author of the book Wired for Story, says you'll always be more convincing if you tell a story.
That feeling that you get when a story grabs you, that feeling where you just really are lost in the story, is actually a dollop of dopamine, of the neurotransmitter for pleasure. And it is your brain's reward for being curious and then satisfying that curiosity because it was crucial to our survival.
Everyone loves a good story.
Watch in any kind of a presentation, if we're talking about business, and when someone says, let me tell you a story, the body language in the entire room changes. People relax, they lean forward, because we all know how good story makes us feel. We're now completely open to whatever information the presenter wants to give us, because they're giving it to us in a context that makes us feel something.
So if you want to be convincing, you'll always do better by telling a story than presenting concepts.
When you put facts into story, they stick. They penetrate. Concepts don't penetrate because we don't know what to do with them. It's hard to wrap your mind around a concept.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
The first and official word on Texas A&M Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. Keep up all summer long with the latest news, releases, schedules, profiles, rosters, the stats from last year. You name it, we've got it. Spend time with your Aggies on AggieAthletics.com. Get the latest on tickets, TV schedules when they become available, and game times upon release. Your official site for Texas A&M Athletics all year long. AggieAthletics.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
WTAW News Time, 629. The temperature at 75. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right, serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning for Chase Murphy. I'm Bill Oliver. It didn't matter that yesterday's Chick-fil-A Customer Appreciation Day wasn't created by the company. All the Bryan College Station locations had traffic backed out into the streets and lines circled the buildings. Amanda and Jonathan Gilbert learned about Mike Huckabee's promotion when they were inside dining with friends.
I'm reading about it right now, so it sounds like a great thing to do, to encourage and to support.
When I walked in there and saw those people and how it was calm, and they were just, it was really an awesome sight to see and just to come support on the basis of religion.
Before Huckabee removed his Facebook page, 640,000 planned to eat at Chick-fil-A. The political commentator and former Arkansas governor staged the event in response to attacks made by the restaurant's chief executive that the biblical view of marriage should be upheld. College Station police arrested a trio of suspects Tuesday night accused of one home burglary and maybe associated with related crimes in the area of Southwest Parkway and Dartmouth. Officer Rhonda Seaton says observant citizens reported suspicious activity, then they let the professionals take it from there.
Which is great. They don't have the training to approach a possible criminal situation. We don't want our citizens to get them into a situation where they could possibly get hurt or end up in a situation where they're having to be able to justify their actions further.
Arrested were two 17-year-olds, Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station and Eddie Mason IV of Bryan, along with an unidentified juvenile. What's becoming a deadly stretch of highway between Bryan and Hearn has claimed two more lives. A crash along Highway 6 between OSR and the railroad overpass about this time yesterday affected traffic until the noon hour. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victims as 46-year-old Daryl Dwayne Young of Bryan and 37-year-old Hillary Tayreen of Houston.
Fatigue may be a factor in this, so we're trying to confirm whether or not that was part of the contributing factors. Kind of in the process of looking at this area between Hearn and Bryan. Obviously, it's a stretch of highway that well, we've had a lot of crashes over there last year or so.
Investigators believe Tayreen's northbound car crossed the center line and struck Young's southbound pickup. Rebranding is one of the main subjects at this week's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Chancellor John Sharp has asked the regents to add the phrase Texas A&M to the names of seven agencies.
Any marketing professional would look at that, and certainly many have at A&M that I've talked to, is they wonder, why would you let tens of millions of dollars of favorable publicity go by the wayside by simply not telling people in a name where this came from and that this is part of Texas A&M.
The change does not apply to Tarleton State and Prairie View universities whose names require legislative action. Sharp has asked for Texas A&M to become part of the Forest Service, of the Transportation Institute, and five other agencies effective September 1st. The U.S. House has again approved extending Bush-era federal tax rates for another year. Congressman Bill Forrest says that's a stopgap measure.
We're going to pass a blueprint to lay out what tax reform would look like beginning next year when we start to look at it. And that way Americans will know exactly where we feel that our federal tax system should be headed.
Opposition to extending tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans continues to keep the tax cut extension blocked in the Senate. Congressional investigators say thousands of Medicaid health care service providers still got paid by the government, even though they owed hundreds of millions of dollars in federal taxes. A legal technicality is making it harder for the IRS to collect. In a report out today by the Government Accountability Office, they cited one dentist receiving more than $100,000 in Medicaid money while owing back income taxes, spending lavishly on fine dining, trips, spas, shopping, and wine. Then there's the case of two Houston police officers now suspended after accused of stealing drugs from drug dealers. They're now relieved of duty. Police say they gathered information on the two during an undercover investigation. Both officers had been with the force since 2009. WTAW News Time, 26 minutes from 7. The temperature is 75. News brought to you by Van Dyke, Rankin Insurance. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VA. VanDykeRankin.com.
Texas, a mighty state that's mighty hot, and it's mighty unbearable if your air conditioner is not working properly. Don't wait until it breaks. Head off the heat wave with Malik Service. Malik, a Carrier factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. They'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Call 776-2222 for your free diagnostic with recommended repairs. That's 776-2222 or click MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure remains in control, and right into the weekend, temperatures will stay hot. It's going to remain very dry across the area as well. Lots of sun, a high of 100 later this afternoon. Clear tonight, it'll be anywhere from 75 to 80. Sunny and hot tomorrow with temperatures back around 100 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny. High temperatures will approach 100 during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW. Major League Baseball, the Astros lost their 71st game of the year. A wild one in Arlington as the Rangers come up with four runs in the bottom of the 10th inning and beat the L.A. Angels 11-10. We'll talk about that, and of course, lots of Olympics as the Aggies are still going. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, I guess the larger the budget, the easier it is to steal money from it. We had that story this morning about people who continue to get paid by the government even though they owe thousands of dollars in back taxes.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's a recurring theme.
It was, what, a snafu? What is it?
Legal technicality.
Oh, it's a legal technicality.
Can we not just say loophole?
Yeah, well, that's good.
I was just going by the official script there.
Of course, I understand. Already on the defensive over past conference spending, officials at the General Services Administration.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah.
GSA,
oh, no.
Yep.
They take another bath in the fancy tub.
Well, they're pushing back against suggestions that a conference now going on in Nashville was just another in the line of wasteful government expenditures. As Jeff Denham, Republican from California, said, why is it that there's a conference going on today in Nashville? Said that during a Wednesday hearing about GSA spending. What's happening in Nashville is called Smart Pay. It's a Smart Pay conference, an effort by the GSA to improve, quote, to improve the management of government and charge card programs, according to the statement released by the agency on Wednesday afternoon.
And that's not a possibility for internet conferencing.
No, no, you can't be doing that. No, no, no. The conference holds more than 200 training sessions to educate agency charge card managers from across government in issues such as reconciliation and payment systems, detecting questionable transactions, and, of course, your dreaded best practices.
Mm.
Only problem is, why do they think they need to hold that at the Opryland Hotel? Now, I don't know if you boys have been to the Opryland Hotel.
I have.
It's a swanky place.
It is. Now, I don't know.
Got that Victorian look, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't quite understand why they couldn't have gotten together at the La Quinta.
Motel 6.
Whatever. Don't know if Motel 6 has convention meeting facilities.
Well, that's
type
what
things.
Poolside's about.
Oh, okay.
And they
it.
Do leave the light on for
they
you.
They will do that. GSA says they've canceled 37 conferences, and they have reviewed every conference to make sure that the conferences that move forward, like this one, are, in fact, justified. So let's remember that. I wonder how much those cinnamon buns cost. Remember?
Mm.
Talking about doing some of that catering and how much that cost them. But anyway, that's our government dollars at work.
At work.
New poll out, Quinnipiac poll among 3,500 likely voters in battleground states.
Quinnipiac is that how you pronounce
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's it.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Now
they do polls.
They do.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
what they do. Yeah,
that's what they say.
Wonder if they have
must
you know,
be true.
Yeah, they like have All American pollsters. Is that it? When they announce the All America poll team, Quinnipiac always is dominant.
That's right. And we don't play them, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay,
no,
good.
No. So one guy leads another guy by 6% in one of them, and 11% in another.
I heard all this yesterday.
Here's the thing that I find very interesting, and again, they weren't asking.
You found something interesting out of this?
They weren't asking me, but more voters in those three states believe that Mitt Romney doesn't care about the needs and problems of people like them. Okay.
And which states are these again?
Well, these happen to be, this is Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Well, there you go.
Now, and that's, okay, that's fine. That's how they feel about Romney. However, these same people think that if elected, Barack Obama's policies will hurt them more than help them.
So, another case of pinching your nose. Yeah,
let's go ahead and vote for this guy, even though he's going to hurt me. I'm not going to vote for that guy over there because he doesn't seem to relate to me. I don't care if he doesn't relate to you. If he makes your situation better, wouldn't you want to vote for him? I mean, does that make any sense to either of you guys?
Yes.
Okay. We're talking U.S. Americans here.
It's politics.
Man.
Where does sense in politics?
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Yeah.
By the way, Steve Ogden joins us this morning at 8:15 to talk about the changing winds and what that's going to do to.
Well, that's
to
why
Austin.
He's leaving, like so many others.
There's no doubt, and it's going to be, you know, the Senate's going to be more conservative, that's for sure. But we'll talk to Steve at 8:15. Now, did you hear about this? U.S. American Olympians who win medals in London.
Yeah, what do they got to do?
Well, they get to
give them back to China.
No, they get to share their glory with the IRS.
Yes.
Oh.
If you're given a $25,000 cash award and the value of the medal at $675, you put that together, you get taxed for that. The IRS to the tune of almost $9,000. Silver, you get a cash reward of $15,000. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know you got a cash reward.
Well, now, but
yeah, but did you hear the latest from your possible VP?
Yeah, that he's going to fight this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, if it's silver, you got to pony up about $5,400, and then if it's bronze, which we found out yesterday, that medal costs about $2.17, but you get a $10,000 award, and then the cost of the medal, which is $5. And so that's $3,500 you got to pay.
I'm doing my Jimmy Stewart. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe that U.S. Collegians can accept that cash, can they?
Well, no, they.
There's a dream team.
Yeah, I don't know what that's.
I know there's pros over there,
like
but there's. I mean,
I don't know.
There's at least a half a dozen or so Aggie underclassmen who are over there.
Well, check with Mark Emmert when he wakes up, and
I don't know if somehow the Olympics are exempt from taking the money, but I
can't imagine.
I wouldn't think so.
Imagine.
Yeah,
be too many other people trying out for them.
Exactly.
But maybe it's held in trust until they get out of school. Anyway, but as Bill mentioned, so Marco Rubio has introduced a measure in the Senate, did that yesterday, to give Olympians a tax exemption on their winnings. He says, our tax code is a complicated, burdensome mess. Duh.
And listen at 9 to Mr. Bortz for more.
You want to hear more about that. And he says this is a perfect example of the tax madness by taxing the Olympic medal winners. Now, what's interesting is that you know, if you go on Jeopardy and you win a bunch of money, you got to pay tax on that. I mean, I know that Oprah gave cars away to all those people, but you know what? They all had to pay tax on that.
Didn't she cover that, though?
Well, she might have. That's true. But any of those game shows where you win prizes or money, the IRS guys are in the back.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
They got them backstage. They got the forms for you to sign.
And I think at Las Vegas, right? You said that?
Yeah.
You strike it rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your wins outweigh your losses.
That's right. You go to a small room in the back and visit with people.
Yeah, and they go ahead and they
hold you by your ankles.
Yeah, they extract that pound of flesh before you get to celebrate. So the celebration may be moderated in some places. Hello.
Hey, I think you guys are missing something. It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, go ahead. Say again. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. What are we missing? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down.
See, now he hears it. Hello. He hung up. I don't know what his point was.
Yeah. When you call, turn down your radio.
Yeah, because there's a little delay.
Not so little, but
yeah, I know. And again, of course, we're a little bit of the delay too. But anyway, so we got that going on, and that's crazy. And Bloomberg News.
Yeah.
This isn't politics, but again, I don't know where to put this. Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency warned its employees and contractors last week to stop using the government computers to surf for porn. Okay,
well,
this is the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency, okay? The ones who are supposed to keep us safe, all right?
Well, now, Scott,
you're
not going to launch a missile every day. I mean, you got to fill in that downtime. Someday.
That's right. There's a chance that there might not be a missile launched on that day.
I mean, they're sitting around in a room waiting for a big red light to go off, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And a horn,
that can get boring.
Yeah,
you're talking about the missiles.
Yeah. Johann James Jr., who is the executive director, fired off a memo saying that government employees and contractors.
I heard what you did there.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah,
were detected. Imagine this. They were detected, quote, engaging in inappropriate use of the MDA network, the Missile Defense Agency network. Imagine that.
Imagine.
Over the past several months, it's been going on, apparently.
If you would.
Of course. They could just be playing words with friends.
They could be. Now, my thought is that possibly when they caught wind that this might be happening, they said, well, we need to take a concerted effort here to make sure that we monitor exactly what that is. And so we'll call staff meeting of upper management every afternoon at 3 in the conference room.
Or meet for a conference in Nashville.
Yeah, so that we can review.
That's right. We'll have a decision by midnight.
Right. We can review this situation and see what that possibly is. And, of course, they're saying, cybersecurity experts say that these sites, particularly those from China and Russia, can be used to hide malicious computer codes that would be designed to hack into our sensitive systems and therefore gain access to classified information. So for that reason, they shouldn't do it. Couldn't they just say, I got Norton, I'm good?
True.
Yeah, I think I'm fine. I got a filter, I got a spam filter, and I got Norton going. So I think I'm all right. I'll just go ahead and keep doing this.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hargrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you looking for a little shade from the hot Texas summer sun? I'll bet you are by this time and this summer especially. But not all shade trees are created equal, nor do they give equal amounts of shade. There are some big differences. You need to choose a quality tree. Fall is the best time for planting new shade trees. We're going to talk about all manners of shade as you plan for those plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. If you're thinking about a new shade tree this fall, start with a high-quality species. There's no point in investing in a tree that's going to live a short and hard life. Fast growth alone is a very poor criterion in choosing a new shade tree, as every one of the fast-growing trees has one or more fatal flaws. All of them will become problem children soon after they reach maturity, if not before. You can plan on having fast-growing trees with you for 10 or 15 years. Quality trees, a couple hundred years. That's enough for me. You want to buy from a reputable nurseryman. You want to find somebody who has experience in recommending trees for special situations. Look for someone who will be there years down the road should you run into problems and need expert help. If you're planting a new landscape, you can do very well with container-grown trees in 10 or 20 or 30-gallon pots. That's my preferred way to plant them. They'll have all of their roots intact, so they'll never know they've been moved. However, container-grown trees have been grown in lightweight potting soils, and they tend to dry out much more quickly than the native soil around them. If you buy a container-grown shade tree, plan to hand water it a couple of times weekly for the first growing season until it grows roots into the adjacent soil. Wrap your new tree to protect its foliage from roadway wind when you take it home. Now, you simply can't drive slowly enough without it. Don't even try. Even the old foliage that's been out there all summer will burn badly at highway winds. You can't drive slowly enough. If, on the other hand, you're planting into a mature garden and you want a more immediate impact from your new tree, you may want to spend more for a larger, bold, and burlap specimen. While it may sit in place a couple of years getting itself readjusted before resuming its normal growth, this larger tree will add character to its part of the garden starting the day that it's planted. We have some great trees in Texas. Your best bet is to get into an independent retail garden center and talk to them about what tree would be best for what I need. You need to go with quality. And you need to say, is there anything I need to know about this tree? Any wheels that might come off? Oh, and you know one other thing that we ought to mention, and that is, look at the power lines nearby and think about the utilities in the ground. Plan before you plant. I'm Neil Sperry. Variegated ground covers in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Thursday morning. Good morning, everybody. At 6:52, I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's the first look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, Aggies at the Olympics, and they're still hunting a medal after yesterday's swimming finals. Camille Adams finished fifth in the 200 butterfly finals, while Julia Wilkinson swimming for Canada, Liliana Ibanez swimming for Mexico, and Alia Atkinson swimming for Jamaica did not advance to the finals in their swimming events. Kim Pavlin swimming for Croatia this morning failed to qualify for the 200 backstroke semifinals. She finished sixth in her heat. There are still eight Aggies ready to compete in track and field, which will get started tomorrow in London. China has gone up on the U.S. by one total medal, 30-29. The Chinese have 17 gold to 12 for the U.S. But in track and field, or athletics as it'll be called, China has just 53 Olympians competing by the U.S. has 124. Review of yesterday in London in swimming. The gold medal finals are on tap in the men's 200-meter backstroke today, the men's 200 individual medley, the women's 200-meter breaststroke, and the women's 100-meter free. That's coming up today. The men's 200 IM features Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps facing off again. Lochte swims in lane 4, Phelps in lane 3, side by side. On the women's side of things, 17-year-old Missy Franklin is gunning for a second individual gold in the 100 freestyle. She won the 100-meter backstroke on Monday. Make it 3 straight Olympic routes for the U.S. women's basketball team. They've mowed down their first 3 opponents by an average of 39 points a game. Yesterday, they beat Turkey 89-58. Back to swimming, Allison Schmidt rallied from behind on the anchor leg to lead the U.S. to the gold medal in the women's 4x200 freestyle relay. Nathan Adrian is an Olympic champion, but by the slimmest of margins, Adrian struck gold in the 100-meter freestyle, winning by 1/100th of a second over Australia's James Magnussen. The Badminton World Federation confirmed yesterday that 4 women's doubles pairs have been disqualified from the Olympics after trying to lose matches to receive a more favorable place in the field. The 8 disqualified players are 2 from China, who are the world champions, 4 from South Korea, and 2 from Indonesia. And this morning we hear that officials are considering punishing those teams' coaches as well. TV viewers are so excited about the Olympics that NBC's corporate owners say now that they expect to break even on the London Games. They once predicted that they'd lose $200 million. Through the first 5 days of the Olympics, ratings were some 30% higher than what NBC had predicted. That means that they can run more commercial time and charge higher prices for the commercials. Well, it's going to be a banner day come October 20th when the LSU Tigers come to Kyle Field for the first time in 17 years. It'll be the 51st meeting between A&M and LSU, but the first time ever as a conference rival. LSU was the national runner-up, losing to SEC rival Alabama in the national championship game. Of course, coming up after the 2014 season, there will be a 4-team playoff for the title. And LSU coach Les Miles thinks that's a good thing.
I think it's exciting. It's important that you get the best 4 teams that you can in, and there will always be that team on the perimeter now that's, you know, the 5th or the 6th, and should they or shouldn't they, and eventually down the road somewhere there'll be an expansion of that number. But if it creates greater participation, if it creates greater interest, I think that's good. The key piece, get the 4 best in there.
LSU opens the season September the 1st, hosting North Texas. In Major League Baseball, the Astros start August like they ended July with another loss, their 71st of the year. Milwaukee trounced them 13-4. It's the 9th time this year Houston has given up double-digit runs. They're off today and play at Atlanta this weekend. The Rangers won a wild one, withstood 2 Albert Pujols home runs and got a walk-off single from Elvis Andrus in the bottom of the 10th inning, and beat the L.A. Angels 11-10 in Arlington. Texas trail 10-7 going to the bottom of the 10th inning. They'll finish with the Angels tonight and then go play Kansas City this weekend. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville at 656. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What a strange combination there. The Rangers, who kind of feel like they can't lose.
Uh-huh.
Astros know they can't win. So.
Yeah, that's right.
They know they can't win.
They know it.
You talk about really hurting yourself, going in and losing to Houston. Yeah, that would ruin some team's ego, that's for sure.
You're right.
Golly, three runs down going into the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, and they scored 4 runs at the bottom of the 10th, the Rangers. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That'll sell a ticket or two.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's 3 minutes until our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today, well, it looks like it's going to be 100. I know it's a shock. It really is. Low temperature tonight around 75 or so. We do have a slight chance of showers on Saturday and Sunday, only about 20 or 30%. But we'll keep our fingers crossed. That's the best we can hope for. Right now we're looking at 76 degrees outside.
More than 16,000 students in the Brazos Valley are in need of school supplies. On Thursday, August 9th, the Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting their annual
Stop the Bus!
6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Drop-off locations are at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point. Help us
Stop the Bus!
On Thursday, August 9th, from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. For more information on
Stop the Bus.
Visit jlbcs.org.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979 979-
800-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Texas, a mighty state that's mighty hot, and it's mighty unbearable if your air conditioner is not working properly. Don't wait until it breaks. Head off the heat wave with Malik Service. Malik, a Carrier factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. They'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Call 776-2222 for your free diagnostic with recommended repairs. That's 776-2222 or click MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Hey, if the folks at Intercon have got a solution for you, they've got it really, if your windows are not as efficient as they should be. I'm going to take a wild guess here that if your home is older, then you probably have some windows that are not as efficient as they used to be. I say that, but also remember that builder's grade windows in new homes are not very energy efficient either. If you are going to be building or remodeling, think about this. Folks at Intercon are experts when it comes to windows. They know what kind of windows are out there in the market that they can install for you that will be energy efficient and pay for themselves over time. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let them come out and have a look at your property. They'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon because they've got satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley. They've been doing this kind of work for years with local business. It's a local business, local employees, local installers here to help you. So call them at Intercon at 823-3639. WTAW, College Station, Bryant at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. She looked inside the mind of an accused killer and was disturbed. And James Holmes' psychiatrist reportedly raised a red flag the month before the Colorado movie theater massacre. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
The University of Colorado Denver psychiatrist reportedly became so alarmed by Holmes' behavior that she raised her concerns to the campus-wide security threat team she helped create about 2 years before. She also notified members of the behavior evaluation and threat assessment team on campus, according to sources speaking to media in Denver. This happened in June, but no action was taken, as Holmes was in the process of dropping out. University officials cannot comment due to privacy laws and the judge's gag order on the case. Dave?
Courtney, this would have been a disaster. Three planes nearly collided over Washington. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Yeah, the FAA confirms that three jets came within seconds of colliding in midair near Reagan National Airport on Tuesday. The agency says because of bad weather, air traffic controllers were changing the direction that planes land and take off from northbound to southbound. But a miscommunication put a jet approaching National too close to a pair of planes taking off from an intersecting runway. Now, all the planes did land and take off safely, and the FAA is investigating, Dave.
Rich, President Obama will campaign in Florida and Virginia today.
I'm not going to pay for massive new tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires.
The president in Ohio insisting the Bush-era tax cuts only be extended for families earning less than $250,000. But House Republicans like Tim Scott have passed their own plan to extend them to everyone.
The worst possible thing you can do during a fragile recovery that feels like a recession to me is to increase taxes.
Mitt Romney will rally today in Colorado. Europe has GM downshifting. The automaker's profit fell 41% last quarter on mounting overseas losses. GM revenue down 5%. And the U.S. has just won another gold medal in women's rowing. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It can be exciting. It can also be very stressful talking about buying or selling a home. This is probably your largest investment. If you are selling your home, you want to make sure you get as much of that equity out of it as you can possibly do. But if you're buying one, you want to make sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can. Zweiger & Associates partners with their buyers and sellers. They listen to their wants. They listen to your likes. They listen to your dislikes. And they want to make sure you are taken care of, whether you are buying or whether you are selling. Now, they can't make sure that the process is seamless, but they will do everything that they possibly can to make sure that it goes as smoothly as possible. They've been around for a long time, a lot of experience. Zweiker & Associates knows how to anticipate those little hiccups that start to add up after a while. So they make sure the transaction goes as smoothly as possible. Whether you're buying a home or whether you're selling your existing home, find out what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. It'll blow you away. Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 7. The temperature is 75. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. What's in a name? The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has been asked this week to make some changes. Chancellor John Sharp says adding the phrase Texas A&M to Texas AgriLife, the engineering experiment station, and five other agencies means millions of dollars of additional exposure.
I did a poll, was tacked onto a poll of a statewide official. This was sometime last fall. And the most well-known agency that we have at that time, probably because of the drought and the fires that they were fighting, was the Texas Forest Service. There were only 7% of the people of this state, the registered voters of this state, knew that it had anything to do with Texas A&M.
The change effective September 1st would not apply to Prairie View and Tarleton State because legislative action would be required. A scene played out nationwide yesterday. It was duplicated in Bryan and College Station as all the local Chick-fil-A restaurants had customers lined out the door. Traffic was backed up past parking lots on the streets and even the freeway service roads. Christy Schultz, among those in the drive-thru of the Briarcrest store sitting in traffic that had backed up onto Freedom Boulevard.
Just want to do my part to show how conservative we are, and we agree with the statements that were made, and we're just doing our part to show our support.
Political commentator and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee created the promotion following attacks on statements made by the restaurant's chief executive in which he affirmed his view the biblical view of marriage should be upheld. At this time yesterday, Highway 6 was closed in southern Robertson County following a crash near the Campbell's Creek Bridge that killed a man from Bryan and a woman from Houston. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a southbound pickup driven by 46-year-old Daryl Dwayne Young was hit by a northbound car that crossed the center line driven by 37-year-old Hillary Tyreen.
We have the left lane passing only, and it appears to me that the vehicle that was traveling south, the impact took on the inside lane of the southbound roadway. And obviously that time of morning, you know, there should not be a whole lot of traffic at that time. So ample reason why maybe you should have been over.
Morgan says the wreck that occurred just after 4 a.m. shut down the highway for 3 hours. Then the rest of the morning, traffic was restricted as investigators collected information. Thanks again to observant citizens. Suspected burglars are in custody. Officer Rhonda Seaton at the College Station Police Department says three were arrested the night before last near Southwest Parkway in Dartmouth.
He observed some individuals climbing over a fence from a neighboring yard. Of course, that's suspicious, and so he did the right thing. He called the police. An additional caller called in, said that she could hear somebody hitting a door and thought that they were trying to burglarize a residence. And so I'm guessing people are starting to listen to the message that We can't do our job without our citizens helping us.
Taken to jail were an unidentified juvenile and a pair of 17-year-olds, Eddie Mason IV of Bryan and Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station. Before the week is done, Congressman Bill Flores says four major pieces of legislation will move through the House. Yesterday it was voting again to continue Bush-era tax cuts for another year.
That one-year extension of today's tax rate does two things. One, it keeps the tax increases that are pending in January from hitting and causing the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs. It also allows certainty for our job creators in this country so that they don't have to worry about what their tax rates are going to be. And then it gives us a chance to come up with comprehensive tax reform that's based off a pro-growth model.
The Democrat-controlled Senate remains opposed to extending tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans. Meantime, a Senate subcommittee is expected to approve a bill today to keep 8 Texas Air National Guard cargo transport planes based in Fort Worth. The state's congressional delegation, along with the governors of several Gulf Coast states, have been fighting a proposal to move those C-130 Hercules planes used for post-hurricane evacuations. It was not a pleasant day yesterday at San Antonio International Airport, where a bomb scare shut down operations for 2.5 hours.
My mom is on the flight, out on the runway, just out there. She's been there for like over an hour, she says, and they're trying to keep them cool.
2,000 passengers inside the terminal were herded onto the tarmac. Jets parked on the runways through the event. There were no flights that could take off or land, and roads in and out of the airport were closed. From Daytona Beach, Florida, the music stopped last night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark after a minor league umpire ejected the music DJ for playing 3 blind mice. The ejection coming in the 8th inning between the Daytona Cubs and the Fort Myers Miracle. Cubs manager Brian Harper arguing a call at first base when he heard the home plate umpire bellow, "You're out." And the manager says he thought it was him being kicked out of the game. Instead, the umpire ejected the music man. So the public address system at the stadium was shut down for the rest of the game. Daytona Beach newspaper reports fans took it upon themselves to announce players as they approached the plate. And in case you're wondering, Cubs win, 2-1. WTAW News Time, 10 after 7. The temperature is 75. News brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
If you're self-employed, you need a health plan you can trust. That's why Israel and Stephanie Alvarado chose Scott White Health Plan for their coverage.
Well, we're self-employed, so we needed to get health insurance for us. And so we were looking at different companies and different plans, and we saw that Scott and White Health Plan offered different choices for us, and they had a lot of value.
Scott White Health Plan has local representatives that will review your options and help you find the plan that best fits your budget.
Our representative, Sandra, was amazing from the beginning. She was very sweet and went above and beyond to help us figure out what we needed.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, at morefeed.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build across the local area, and that system's going to be responsible for the heat and the lack of precipitation. It'll be sunny and right around 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow. Highs right around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 75 to 80. Partial sun during the day Saturday. High Saturday afternoon near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
NBC thought they were going to take a $200 million bath on the Olympics, but now they say they could break even. It's been that popular, even though people just like to watch things that happened 6 hours earlier. We'll talk about that.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Olympics, how the Aggies are doing, and Major League Baseball, too. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, I'm desperately trying right now to find the crowd doing the announcing.
Well, what I want to know is, were they inventive? If it had been at Bluebell Park, the crowd would have found a way to, in unison, sing Three Blind Mice the rest of the game.
Yeah,
true.
Did they think to do that? Because then the umpire's going, what? You, out of here.
Well, now, you know, the fans
talking about thin skins.
Well, yeah, what happened to the thick-skinned umpire?
You can't eject a fan for doing that. I can't imagine. But yeah.
Oh, yes, you could.
Yeah,
that's
aren't we in that PC society?
Oh yeah,
that's like ejecting the radio announcer for doing a choke. Oh
yeah, well, they've done that. Well, so anyhow, that's but I can't find any audio.
But you know what? Stranger things have happened in minor league baseball games.
Oh, that's why it's always good to go to a minor league baseball game, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Between that and throwing the baseball through the tire to get a pizza and all that other stuff,
sure.
There can be all sorts of fun things.
Yeah. Ah, right. Kazoo Olympics.
So now, if you've been watching I saw some of the Olympics last night.
You did.
I did. I was in a restauratorium.
And you just couldn't help it.
Well, I couldn't. They were everywhere.
Yeah. What'd you watch?
I saw kayaking.
Kayaking?
Yeah.
Okay. This after 7 o'clock? I mean, this was in the prime.
It was before 7 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. So this wasn't the prime time NBC.
Tom, it was kayaking. Of course it was prime time.
No, if it was kayaking, it wasn't prime time, I don't think. Yeah. So kayaking.
And, you know, here's what we're talking about afterwards. And if you saw it, I mean, it's like a giant Schlitterbahn, you know, it's just with the gates that you have to go through and all that. And
do you have to wait in line to get started?
Well, and that's what are they going to do with this afterwards? And
exactly.
I don't know where it is. I mean, it's somewhere near London, I presume. But I can't imagine that you're going to have a whole bunch of pasty British people standing around with their kayaks next year wanting to get into this thing. I'm not sure. Nor would you, you know, have a bunch of people who would, of course, I don't know how you ship your kayak on an airplane. I think that's probably a little bit of a problem. But I just don't know what they'll do with this facility afterwards. Maybe they will build a water park. Maybe we'll have Schlitterbahn Britain or something like
probably
that.
Probably so. They
can do that. But now, if you've been watching the Olympics or a bunch of really any other sports, have you seen this tape that athletes are putting on various parts of their bodies? Do you know about this?
No, I guess not.
It's called kinesio tape, or just K-tape.
Kinesio, as in kinesiology?
Right.
Yeah. Huh.
Athletes use this tape as a kind of elastic brace that they say helps relieve pain. The tape and technique developed by Kenzo Case 30 years ago in Japan. Since then, many companies have developed similar adhesive tapes, and they are in some kind of a marketing war right now. The evidence that K-tape does much of anything is scant, though. One positive and relatively sophisticated trial found some shoulder pain relief in using the tape, but the study had some serious methodology problems. A review published earlier this year of all the available studies on the use of the tape, less positive. It looked at 97 papers on K-tape, focused on 10 studies that actually had control groups, and found there was little quality evidence to support the use of this tape over other types of elastic taping for the management or prevention of sports injuries.
Huh.
So, be quiet. Don't tell them it doesn't work. I mean, if they think it works, then it serves a purpose, right?
The first thing I think of is that maybe the tape has some sort of magnetic quality to it.
Well,
because, you know, people believe in magnetic therapy sometimes.
Again, the key word there, believe.
Yeah.
If the athlete believes it makes a difference, then maybe they do perform better.
Yeah.
Not sure. Now, do you know about the mayor over there? His name is Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
You hear about that?
He's a crazy dude. He really is. He's got the floppy hair and all that. Yeah.
Well, you know, Team Great Britain won its first Olympic gold.
They did.
And how
they
did he celebrate?
They did in rowing, yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
He ziplined through East London.
Uh-huh. I saw a video of this.
But he got stuck.
I don't think I saw that, I guess.
Dangling 65 feet above a giggling crowd of onlookers, he clowned with the assembled for 5 minutes before being rescued by workers on the ground. Well, I haven't seen this guy. I'll have to go look at that. But he apparently is quite a piece of work.
He doesn't look like a mayor. You know, not a British mayor.
Not stuffy
anyway.
In any way, shape, or form.
No. He needs a haircut all the time.
Wow.
And, he's pretty humorous fellow.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, also, there's some style points here. There's some style points when we get to the Olympics once again. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. But because of the U.S. women's gymnastics team and their gold medal performance the other night, messy half buns are now officially an in thing. What they did with their hair, I guess. Huh?
Oh, those. Okay.
Yes,
Hey. I'm sorry.
New York Magazine's The Cut says the loosely looped knots were one feature that has stood out as far as this Olympiad is concerned. The other shining thing through Team U.S. America's gymnastics is the crystal hair streaks. And the blinding red leotards. People magazine says that each of the leotards bedazzled with 4,437 Swarovski crystals. Now, who counted them? And how do we know that all of them have 4,437? Because if you sit out on the bench, you're liable to rub one off.
That's right.
Nonetheless, we have that.
And they still got that sparkling hair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They got the stuff going through there.
Yeah, I think they put that on for the floor exercises.
Oh.
I'm not sure that they have that for the pommel horse and stuff like that. Yeah, it's so that they'll look cooler and suaver in the floor exercises.
The pommel horse, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put that over there. We have, I'm not done, though.
You know, I learned last night, the pommel horse?
Yeah.
Those little two handles that they hold on to?
Yeah, right.
Those are the pommels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The whole thing is the horse, like a sawhorse, I guess, but the two handles are the pommels.
Why don't they call it the handle horse then?
I don't know.
That make any sense. All right. Pommel horse.
Well, that's where the pommel is.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, of course, we think about it only as the number of people who are watching the Olympics here, and again, watching something that happened 6 hours ago.
Right.
Now, it's pretty easy to find out the results, isn't it? I mean, if you
to. No, I've been following the Aggies in the afternoon so I could put it on our website.
Yeah.
I've been online, and you can go online and see any live event that you want to see it live. So if there's an Aggie competing and you know what time of day it happens, go to Google Olympics, you'll find it.
Okay.
And you can see it online with a crystal clear high definition picture and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guy in France was so excited about the Olympics, he reportedly tried to swim to New York City.
Oh, really?
I have. Well,
but the Olympics are in London.
I know. Yeah. And it'd be a lot shorter swim. Huffington Post says the unnamed 34-year-old British man vacationing in France.
Yeah.
Friends said that he caught the Olympic fever so badly that he wanted to swim across the Atlantic to bring the spirit of London Olympics to America. I'm thinking that there.
Yeah.
I wonder if alcohol was involved there. His friends thought he was joking, but then he jumped in the ocean and swam out of sight. He was rescued by helicopter a short time later. See, now that'll be a bill.
You just got past the farthest wake.
Yeah,
and said, come get me.
There'll be a rescue bill there. You don't get that free. I mean, don't worry.
I thought
about
New York was just a mile or so.
Oh yeah, just around the corner.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy. And I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
If you're self-employed, you need a health plan you can trust. That's why Israel and Stephanie Alvarado chose Scott White Health Plan for their coverage.
Well, we're self-employed, so we needed to get health insurance for us. And so we were looking at different companies and different plans, and we saw that Scott and White Health Plan offered different choices for us, and they had a lot of value.
Scott White Health Plan has local representatives that will review your options and help you find the plan that best fits your budget.
Our representative, Sandra, was amazing from the beginning. She was very sweet and went above and beyond to help us figure out what we needed.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
David Gardner's around for, boy, almost 30 years designing jewelry and manufacturing the jewelry, actually, right there at 911 University Drive in their location, which is actually, you know, historically the third location they've had on University, but this one's nice. They've been there for a few years, and it's got the jeweler's bench right in front, so you get to see some of that mystery-type stuff as far as the jewelry is concerned, and there'll be occasions probably between now and the end of the year and on into next year where you actually be able to go to the back of the store and see how jewelry is made, the metal part of it. We got a chance to do that a couple of months ago, and that's kind of fun. But anyway, back to the idea of you walk in there, and maybe you know exactly what you're looking for. Maybe you don't. Maybe this is the first time you have ever been in to buy a gift of jewelry. Well, that's great, too, because the folks at David Gardner's know what to do. Answer the ask the right questions, get those answers, and turn them into just the right gift for you. You know, there's some very basic things. Diamonds, obviously, are important, whether it's in a ring or a bracelet. Maybe it's earrings, like diamond studs, for instance. There's also pearls that can be very popular with some ladies. There are jewelry basics that David Gardner's has for you at 0% financing for 6 months, so that gets you started. And, of course, we've talked about the David Yurman VIP Club, where you buy David Yurman product and you earn VIP points that can be discounts toward the next year. In anniversary and birthday months, you get double points. There are other double point opportunities. There are a lot of places, quite honestly, where you can buy David Yurman, but the VIP Club means that people from all over the state of Texas buy their David Yurman right there at David Gardner's. Don't forget, of course, they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well. For 30 years, 911 University Drive right now, that's David Gardner's.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation, Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Hey, good morning. 726, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Same song, next verse, whatever one that happens to be, and that is hot. High temperature of about 100 today. Low temperature tonight around, I don't know, 76 or so, and look for a continuation of that whole pattern. Do have a slight chance of showers on Friday at Saturday at 20%, then it's a 30% chance on Sunday, but, you know, we're not holding our breath. Keep your fingers crossed. We'll see what we can do. Right now we're looking at 76 degrees outside. Rush right around the corner in just a minute.
Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post's best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
This week, the House of Representatives voted on a bill to allow federal workers who are tax delinquents to be fired. The sponsor of the measure, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, said that his bill targets federal workers who are seriously behind in paying their taxes, not those trying to reach agreements with the IRS. The bill passed the House 263 to 114, now goes to the Senate, where Dingy Harry will no doubt do his best to make sure the bill never sees the light of day, or any other kind of light. Now think about it. 114 elected officials voted to allow tax cheats to keep working for the federal government with zero consequences. Congressman Chaffetz said that his bill is needed because there's been little improvement getting federal workers who are delinquent tax cheats to pay up. In 2004, there were 103,000. In 2010, 98,000. Now, before we judge the tax-cheating federal workers too harshly, let's try to walk a mile in their loafers. Why the heck should they pay taxes? I mean, the powerful Democrats don't. Little Timmy Geithner, the Obama Treasury Secretary, the guy in charge of the IRS, he didn't pay his taxes. Democrat Congressman Charlie Rangel, who once ran the committee that wrote tax law, he was a tax cheat. I mean, if it's good enough for high-ranking, elite, rich, top 1% Democrats, why shouldn't the lowly federal workers be compelled to pay their taxes? I mean, fair is fair. You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. An ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank account, stole everything, even your retirement. And then it hits you. Why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Well, it's because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available, LifeLock Ultimate. They brought it to my listeners first. I got it. You need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity and your good name and your credit. Those are essential. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts, though, if you are not a member. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call them. Use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% off. 1-800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810. One more time. 1-800-444-2810.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. The temperature at 76. More on the Brazos Valley weather follows the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they take care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver. It didn't matter that yesterday's Chick-fil-A Customer Appreciation Day wasn't created by the company. All the Bryan College Station locations had traffic backed out into the streets and lines circling the buildings. Amanda and Jonathan Gilbert learned about Mike Huckabee's promotion when they were inside dining with friends.
I'm reading about it right now, so it sounds like a great thing to do, to encourage and to support.
When I walked in there and saw those people and how it was calm and they were just... It was really an awesome sight to see and just to come support on the basis of religion.
Before Huckabee removed his Facebook page, 640,000 planned to eat at Chick-fil-A. The political commentator and former Arkansas governor staged the event in response to attacks made by the restaurant's chief executive that the biblical view of marriage should be upheld. College Station police arrested a trio of suspects Tuesday night accused of one home burglary and may be associated with related crimes in the area of Southwest Parkway in Dartmouth. Officer Rhonda Seaton says observant citizens reported suspicious activity, and then they let the professionals take it from there.
Which is great. They don't have the training to approach a possible criminal situation. We don't want our citizens to get them into a situation where they could possibly get hurt or end up in a situation where they're having to be able to justify their actions further.
Arrested were two 17-year-olds, Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station and Eddie Mason IV of Bryan, along with an unidentified juvenile. What's becoming a deadly stretch of highway between Bryan and Hearn has claimed two more lives. crash along Highway 6 between OSR and the railroad overpass yesterday before sunrise affected traffic until the noon hour. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victims as 46-year-old Daryl Dwayne Young of Bryan and 37-year-old Hillary Tayreen of Houston.
Fatigue may be a factor in this, so we're trying to confirm whether or not that was part of the contributing factors. Kind of in the process of looking at this area between Hearn and Bryan, obviously it's a stretch of highway that well, we've had a lot of crashes over there last year or so.
Investigators believe Tayreen's northbound car crossed the center line and struck Young's southbound pickup. Rebranding is one of the main subjects at this week's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Chancellor John Sharp has asked the regents to add the phrase Texas A&M to the names of seven agencies.
Any marketing professional would look at that, and certainly many have at A&M that I've talked to, is they wonder, why would you let tens of millions of dollars of favorable publicity go by the wayside by simply not telling people in a name where this came from and that this is part of Texas A&M.
The change, which would start September 1st, would not apply to Tarleton State and Prairie View since those university names require legislative action to change. The U.S. House has again approved extending Bush-era federal tax rates for another year. Congressman Bill Flores says that's just a stopgap measure.
We're going to pass a blueprint to lay out what tax reform would look like beginning next year when we start to look at it. And that way Americans will know exactly where we feel that our federal tax system should be headed.
Opposition to extending tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans continues to keep the tax cut extension blocked in the Senate. And congressional investigators say thousands of Medicaid health care service providers still got paid by the government even though they owed hundreds of millions of dollars in federal taxes. A legal technicality is making it harder for the IRS to collect, according to the Government Accountability Office. In one case, a dentist received more than $100,000 in Medicaid, owed back income taxes, and was spending lavishly on fine dining, trips, spas, shopping, and wine. WTAW News Time, 26 minutes from 8, temperature 76, news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news after 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith with Auto and Home Mobility here. We understand the importance of having dependable equipment. We don't want you broke down in a parking lot in 100-degree weather. You won't like it. We won't like it. We sell different brands of wheelchair and scooter lifts, but we recommend Bruno. Why? Well, it's made with American steel, cut, punched, welded, and assembled in Wisconsin, USA. Folks, it's the only wheelchair lift I would recommend for my parents because I want them to have the best peace of mind. Come by and see our shop on Highway 21 or call us at 979-589-2005.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Our weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver, 775-2929, 775-2A.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build across the local area, and that system is going to be responsible for the heat and the lack of precipitation. It'll be sunny and right around 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow, highs right around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be 75 to 80. Partial sun during the day Saturday, high Saturday afternoon near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Come October the 20th, for the first time in 17 years, LSU will be coming to Kyle Field to take on the Aggies. We'll hear from Les Miles about what he thinks about renewing that long, long rivalry. They'll talk about that and, of course, Olympics and more coming up in sports.
So now with the games going on.
You know, games of the 30th Olympiad.
There you go. You would wonder, does that in some way cause us as U.S. Americans to decide to start getting in better shape again? Yeah.
No, huh? Because we spend more time on the couch watching them.
Well, we do. Right? Yeah, yeah.
With the Oreos and the whole milk.
I was trying to kind of tie, thanks for the help, I was trying to tie in to the story about the guy who says if you're too tired, too lazy, eating too many Oreos, let him bring the gym to you.
Oh, okay. Delivery gym.
Yeah. And again, it's not around here. The deal is what the guy does is he actually has a mobile fitness system in the back of his pickup truck. Okay. Now, I say, it's not around here.
What, he's got a Thighmaster back there?
Yeah, really. What? Yeah. It's some sort of a training apparatus. The mobile owners, gym owners, sets up the gym and everything you need right there in your driveway. Again, not from around here. Hey, let's get out there. Heat index about 117. Let's go ahead and do about a 50-minute workout, see how that works for you. Let me know. Anyway.
Can you see people avoiding him? You know, turn off the lights.
Really?
He's here.
Yeah,
get in the back room.
Yeah. Say you're go. Limp out when you meet him.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do it today. Yeah, I'm hurting. All right.
All right.
So Bill had the story earlier this morning about the minor league baseball game at Jackie Robinson Park in Daytona.
Hey, and I have an update.
Oh.
I found the official YouTube video with more of the music.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know how to search it on YouTube. What happened is apparently the umpire ejected the PA guy who was making the music.
An intern for the Daytona Beach Cubs.
There you go. All right.
Let me hear what you got.
Yeah. Okay, there's the wind in the crowd. Up, very nice.
Harper's got top.
Yeah, okay.
So you caught the you're gone.
Yeah, you got it.
Right. Okay, all right. Well, let's continue from you're gone.
You're gone!
Up, Harper's got tossed.
That being the manager.
Yeah.
The guy played 3 points. Oh. Turn the sound off the rest of the night.
Wow.
Never mind.
Derek Dye was just ejected from the game. Derek Dye was ejected from the game. That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Derek Dye was ejected from the game.
Put him in the box score, Dye.
Wow. That is so cool.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. Minor league baseball announcers, too. That last time sounded like he was yelling it out the booth to anybody who didn't know.
So I will post that shortly on the Facebook and Twitter pages.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And that's the whole idea. When you go to a minor league baseball game, you want to have fun.
Especially the lower the classification, the better.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's it. So we got that going. And back to the Olympics in just a minute. In the meantime, just so that you know, there was no winner last night.
Oh, how much are we not playing for now?
188. Mm. Excuse me, 181. $181 million. Now, the cash value is just a paltry $123. Pay no attention to the fact that it's played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., Virgin Islands. Chance of winning $195.2 million to
one. Yeah.
All it takes is you buying a ticket still for whatever it costs.
Still got a ways to go to hit that record from a few months ago.
Well,
that
I
was
know.
Almost a half million.
But again, this is not bad.
No. It's not bad.
It would be enough to probably change what your short-term plans would be anyway, I would think. All right, let me see. Let me find my my proper music again. Here we go. Now, as we know, as we talked about yesterday, we don't pay much attention to the Olympics until they come around. And as we look back at Olympic history, yesterday we talked about some of the events that are no longer done. I mean, and again, who in their serious mind thought the tug of war would be a great Olympic sport? I mean, you know, you get a fat guy on the back and some other guys in the front, and you pull them, pull the rope at each other. So,
yeah, but I could see it in the early Olympics because that's so basic.
Sure.
You know?
Now,
yeah.
What they do now is, if they are going to possibly add a sport, they make it a demonstration sport.
Right.
And they give it a shot and see how that works. Well, we only remember the ones that they had recently.
Mm-hmm.
But they have done several demonstration sports that have not worked out so well. Now, what we remember is men's slow pitch softball. That was right. In Atlanta in 1996 at the urging of the Brewers of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta officials decided to stage an event where fat white guys who normally throw their back out trying to pick up
right.
A TV remote.
Right. Did they drink beer in the parking lot and everything?
Yeah. You know, a million years ago, I was stupid and I was an umpire, okay, for the city of Bryan.
Oh, were you?
And I umpired a slow pitch softball tournament over there in Sue Haswell Park.
Any three blind mice being played or anything?
The catcher was John Bateman.
Oh.
You remember him?
You mean the Major League Baseball catcher?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I remembered him from the Expos.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
that's how good he was.
Yeah. That's he was the catcher for this slow pitch team. But anyway, and you know.
So did y'all talk a lot?
No.
I mean, you know, home plate umpire.
Yeah, right, sure. Yeah. Then who could forget in 1964 in Tokyo when they had synchronized weightlifting?
Oh, I forgot that.
Teams of three would each lift huge dumbbells in time to classical music. Points given not only for the amount of weight they lifted, but the grace and elegance of their lift. How well they timed their lifts with each other, and they got bonus points if they, you know, all dropped it at the same time.
When I think weightlifting, I don't think grace and elegance.
No, I don't either.
No.
Stockholm, 1912, the million meter relay. This was a year where the organizers realized that before you create an event, you should do the math.
Yeah, it's too early in the morning to do that conversion, man.
Yeah, about 5 minutes after the starter pistol fired, officials realized that a million meters is about 621 miles.
That's right. We'll see you at the end of the Olympics.
Most of the runners didn't do the math either until they realized that 15 hours had passed before the batons were passed to the second runner. Really? Here I am. Meet me halfway. In Amsterdam in 1928, the really, really high hurdles.
Oh.
This was another attempt to combine two events that would have been the high hurdles and the high jump. Contestants had to run 100 yards before vaulting over hurdles that were about 6 feet high. But because there wasn't a landing cushion on the bottom of the hurdle, it hurt too much.
Turned ankles.
Yeah, most of them quit after the second or third hurdle.
Ouch.
Yeah, and who could forget underwater soccer in Montreal in 1976? Simple idea, soccer teams outfitted with scuba gear.
Uh-huh.
The idea might have worked, but ABC stopped covering the event after four cameramen drowned. No, I'm kidding. Then also there's the double marathon in St. Louis in 1904. Historians still trying to figure out how they came up with this idea. After 26 miles, the runners don't cross the finish line. They touch a pole and turn around and go back.
Oh, we used to do that in gym.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't, 26 miles.
That's right.
Yeah,
go touch that pole.
Yeah,
and go touch the basketball. Gym,
hit the wall
back.
Over there, do that, then go climb a rope. Yeah, we're good.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express. Or call 979-703-7987.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Every day you rub shoulders with people you know, but do they know you? I mean the real you, or are you hiding behind a mask? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Masks can be a lot of fun at parties. But if you treat every day as if you're living at a masquerade party, there are some negative pitfalls headed your way that aren't healthy. And that's the kind of mask that counselors call the false self. And it's more common than you think. Many people spend days hidden behind a mask that portrays an image we think others will like more than the person we truly are. These masks can take many forms. Some people act happy and positive in social gatherings, but privately struggle with depression. Others wear odd clothes or heavy makeup. Some use anger or even humor to keep their relationships on a surface level. But masks usually don't help us get what we really need. We wear masks for self-protection, hiding emotional wounds from further injury. Instead, they also prevent us from experiencing intimacy in our closest relationships. And when we hide who we really are, we distance ourselves from our spouse, our children, and our friends. So take a risk with someone you trust. Strip away the masks of false self and let someone get to know you as you truly are. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get more great finds for back to school, all for less than you thought possible. Like great deals on a variety of computers, accessories, and tablets from top brands like HP and Dell. Plus, at Sam's Club, you'll find storage units and bedding for the dorm and plenty of school supplies. Upgrade to a Sam's Plus membership and get even more rewards, extended warranties, and early shopping hours. Going back to school is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's another look at your sports at 7:50. Let's talk about Aggie football. We continue our tour of A&M's SEC opponents this year. October the 20th, Kyle Field will be rocking when last year's national runner-up LSU comes to town. The Tigers are favored to win the SEC this year, but it never should matter how good either team is when it comes to this rivalry. A&M and LSU have met 50 times on the football field. The last time was LSU's 41-24 win in the 2010 Cotton Bowl. But before that, they met 10 straight years from 1986 to 1995. Before that, there was a string of 16 straight games from 1960 to 1975. Last time they met at Kyle Field was a 33-17 Aggie win. That was in 95. But now they're in the same conference, and LSU coach Les Miles talks about the Aggies.
Very talented team. Texas, very fertile recruiting grounds. I've been in that stadium and in that conference with them, and they're very talented. So every year they're in the West.
So does he think the Aggies and LSU will become a good rivalry again like it was years ago?
Well, I think the number of rivalries, certainly need to be considered. How many spots can you have rivalry games? We have an Arkansas, and, we play a lot of teams in that Western Division that would call themselves rivals. So, I do recognize the great traditions that the two institutions have shared. and look forward to playing them.
LSU opens their season hosting North Texas on September the 1st. Well, let's talk about the Olympics. And first off, Aggies in the Olympics. They're still looking for a medal. Yesterday's swimming final, Camille Adams finished fifth in the 200 butterfly finals. Julia Wilkinson swimming for Canada. Liliana Ibanez swimming for Mexico. Elia Atkinson swimming for Jamaica. They did not advance to the finals in their events. Kim Pavlin, an Aggie swimming for Croatia, failed this morning to qualify for the 200 backstroke semifinals. She finished sixth in her qualifying heat. There are still eight Aggies ready to compete in track and field, which will get started tomorrow in London. China's gone up on the U.S. by one medal now, 30-29. The Chinese have 17 gold, 12 for the U.S. But in track and field, or athletics, as it'll be called, China has just 53 Olympians. The U.S. has 124. Make it three straight Olympic routes for the U.S. women's basketball team. They mowed down Turkey 89-58 yesterday. In swimming, Allison Schmidt rallied from behind on the anchor leg to lead the U.S. to the gold medal in the women's 4x200 freestyle relay. Nathan Adrian of Washington is an Olympic champion, but by the slimmest of margins, he struck gold in the 100-meter freestyle, winning by 1/100th of a second over Australia's James Magnussen. Coming up today in swimming, the gold medal finals are on tap in the men's 200-meter backstroke, the men's 200-meter IM, the women's 200-meter breaststroke, and the women's 100-meter free. The men's 200 IM features another Ryan Lochte, Michael Phelps face-off. Lochte swimming in lane 4, Phelps right beside him in lane 3. On the women's side, 17-year-old Missy Franklin is gunning for a second gold medal in the 100 freestyle. She won the 100-meter backstroke on Monday. Television viewers are so excited about the Olympics that NBC's corporate owner said yesterday that they're expecting to break even on the London Games after once predicting that they'd take a $200 million loss. Through 5 days of the events, ratings were some 30% higher than what they predicted. That means NBC can sell more commercial time and they can charge higher prices. Despite social media complaints about NBC's policy of filling prime time with events that were taped earlier in the day, it evidently hasn't dissuaded television viewers. Major League Baseball, the Astros have started August like they ended July with another loss, their 71st loss of the year. Milwaukee trounced them 13-4. It's the ninth time this year that Houston has given up double-digit runs. They're off today. They'll play at Atlanta this weekend. The Texas Rangers withstood two Albert Pujols home runs and got a walk-off single from Elvis Andrus in the bottom of the 10th inning and beat the L.A. Angels 11-10 in Arlington. Texas trailed 10-7 going to the bottom of the 10th and scored four runs to win it. The Rangers lead the AL West now by four over L.A. and Oakland. Texas will finish with the Angels tonight and then go play Kansas City this weekend. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:55. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior your workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Acme Glass here since 1946. They're in downtown Bryan. They're on Main Street in College Station, across from the main entrance at A&M and wherever they need to be to help you out. Of course, if it's your business, they need to come out there and take care of that. If it's a piece of heavy equipment, they need to go out in the field and do that. But, you know, for your glass in your vehicle, they can come out and do a mobile installation as well. That's the kind of service that people have come to expect from Acme Glass. They come in, they replace that glass, they clean up the interior if they need to be doing that. And, you know, they're open a half days on Saturday, so that's convenient if you can bring your car to them. But remember this, too, if you have a little trouble with your power mirror or your power windows, they have some knowledge and expertise in that. Doesn't mean they can always fix that situation, but they'll certainly try to do that for you. Because Acme Glass understands that, you know, you have a need for glass, and sometimes it's a pretty important need because whenever glass needs to be replaced, there could be safety or security concerns. And so they want to make sure that they're there for you doing what you need. If you get a chip or a pop in your windshield, they can fix that for you in short order. And if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, then as long as you own that car, they'll fix any of those little pops that happen absolutely free. Again, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M. Since 1946, Acme Glass.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Never watched American Idol. No,
really?
Seen about that. Yeah. Yeah, no,
you're the one.
Never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steven Tyler finally starting to talk about, and I don't know very much about Steven Tyler, except he's really ugly.
And he really screams.
Yeah, he really screams. Yeah.
And he did bring some life to Idol.
He did. But he's talking a little bit more now about why he has left after just two seasons.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just about the money.
No. He said, you know, at first he said, oh, he wanted to spend more time working with his band Aerosmith and all that. But it really went a little deeper than that. He did an interview with Rolling Stone. It's in the new edition. He said, quote, it was something to do while the storm blew by, to be honest. He told the magazine, referring to the recent troubles he'd had with the band, he said, it was not my cup of tea. He said, the reason is the show is about kids and teaching them to nurture their talent. He said, and they wanted me to basically, he used some colorful language, mm-hmm. knock these kids down. He said, and that's not what it's about, because you're taking their energy away. End quote. And that's the reason he left, which I think is pretty cool.
He's the male version of Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
And now she's leaving America's Got Talent. Didn't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't. But I mean, I think that's very interesting.
It's a great introspective. Yeah,
because
really
you have that shot. You're on national television. Whatever happened for you to get there.
I'm surprised that's coming from Steven Tyler, though.
That's why I thought I'd share that. I thought that was pretty interesting.
You're nervous as you could be. You might not do your best, and you might be a great talent, but you get slammed on national TV.
Yeah, and what does that do to you? You know, can you get back up from that? Mm-hmm. Do you go off and do something else and kind of put that dream aside?
Since when has talent stopped anybody?
He did say he made a load of money, and he got to sit next to a good-looking woman.
Yeah, well, I mean, so, you know, but that's good. But I kind of like that insight. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, about 100 degrees. Yep, low temperature tonight, around 76. And, about a 20 or 30% chance of showers. Right now, it's 80 degrees. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How bad is the drought that has parts of America bone dry?
We're setting a new all-time record.
The USDA's Brad Rippey says 57% of the country's range and pasture land is in poor or very poor condition, and this is killing crops and affecting livestock, and some of those producers could get some relief from Congress. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
For months, Republicans and Democrats have sparred over a long-term farm bill. Hopes for finding a quick solution to that appear lost, so the House instead voting today on disaster assistance for livestock producers. Still, it's unlikely the Senate will consider the assistance package before it leaves for the August recess. The disaster program would restore last year's budget, costing about $383 million. Republicans want to cover that cost by putting caps on conservation programs, Dave.
Right, and Jared, the day after the House voted to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for everyone, going against the Senate, which wants to set income limits. The tax issue could be all over the campaign trail. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Those tax cuts just one part of the overall theme of President Obama's reelection effort to blast what he says is the cornerstone of Mitt Romney's argument.
The notion that we should be going back to what we were doing that got us into this mess in the first place instead of going forward.
The president yesterday in Mansfield, Ohio. He'll make the case today in suburban Orlando and Leesburg, Virginia. Mitt Romney's off to Aspen, Colorado. He's meeting with Republican governors, again looking to contrast his plan with the president's performance. Dave?
Emerged the day before the big July jobs report. We find out unemployment rose a bit last week. There were 365,000 first-time jobless claims, an increase of 8,000. Drama at Washington's Reagan National Airport. Apparent miscommunication between air traffic controllers and U.S. Airways jets nearly caused a mid-air collision of three planes taking off and landing Tuesday, coming within seconds of a disaster. U.S. Airways says it's working with investigators. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you.
The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Texas, a mighty state that's mighty hot, and it's mighty unbearable if your air conditioner is not working properly. Don't wait until it breaks. Head off the heat wave with Malik Service. Malik, a Carrier factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. They'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Call 776-2222 for your free diagnostic with recommended repairs. That's 776-2222 or click MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Herbs to Go and Dr. DeStefano with Central Texas Sports Medicine about our kids and getting them ready for summertime and fall sports. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time. It's 4 minutes after 8. The temperature now at 78. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning for Chase Murphy. I'm Bill Oliver. What's in a name? The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has been asked this week to make some changes. Chancellor John Sharp says adding the phrase Texas A&M to AgriLife, the Texas Engineering Experiment Station, and five other agencies means millions of dollars of additional exposure.
I did a poll, was tacked onto a poll of a statewide official. This was sometime last fall, and the most well-known agency that we have at that time, probably because of the drought and the fires that they were fighting, was the Texas Forest Service. There were only 7% of the people of this state, the registered voters of this state, knew that it had anything to do with Texas A&M.
The change, effective September 1st, would not apply to Prairie View and Tarleton State Universities because legislative action would be required. A scene played out nationwide yesterday was duplicated in Bryan and College Station as all the local Chick-fil-A restaurants had customers lined out the door and traffic backed up past parking lots into streets and freeway service roads. Christy Schultz, among those in the drive-through of the Briarcrest store sitting in traffic that had backed up onto Freedom Boulevard.
Just want to do my part to show how conservative we are, and we agree with the statements that were made, and we're just doing our part to show our support.
Political commentator and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee created the promotion following attacks on statements made by the restaurant's chief executive, in which he affirmed his view that the biblical view of marriage should be upheld. At this time yesterday, Highway 6 was closed in southern Robertson County following a crash near the Campbell's Creek Bridge that killed a man from Bryan and a woman from Houston. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a southbound pickup driven by 46-year-old Daryl Dwayne Young was hit by a northbound car that crossed the center line driven by 37-year-old Hillary Tyreen.
We have the left lane passing only, and it appears to me that the vehicle that was traveling south, the impact took on the inside lane of the southbound roadway. And obviously that time of morning, you know, there should not be a whole lot of traffic at that time. So ample reason why maybe you should have been over.
Morgan says the wreck, which occurred just after 4 a.m., shut down the highway for 3 hours, and the rest of the morning traffic was restricted as investigators collected information. Thanks again to observant citizens. Suspected burglars are in custody. Officer Rhonda Seaton at the College Station Police Department says three were arrested the night before last near Southwest Parkway and Dartmouth.
He observed some individuals climbing over a fence from a neighboring yard. Of course, that's suspicious, and so he did the right thing. He called the police. An additional caller called in, said that she could hear somebody hitting a door and thought that they were trying to burglarize a residence. And so I'm guessing people are starting to listen to the message that we can't do our job without our citizens helping us.
Taken to jail were an unidentified juvenile and a pair of 17-year-olds, Eddie Mason IV of Bryan and Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station. It wasn't a pleasant day yesterday at the San Antonio International Airport.
We sent out an alert to employees. He proceeded to call several times after that, at which point he got more and more specific.
That's airport spokesman Rich Johnson describing what the man said when he called in a bomb threat that shut down operations for 2.5 hours. 2,000 inside the terminal, including those waiting for family members to arrive, were herded onto the tarmac.
My mom is on the flight, out on the runway, just out there. She's been there for like over an hour, she says, and they're trying to keep them cool.
Jets in the process of landing were parked on the runways. Then no flights could take off or land, and roads in and out of the airport were closed. Before the week is done, Congressman Bill Flores' four major pieces of legislation will move through the House. Yesterday it was voting again to continue Bush-era tax cuts for another year.
That one-year extension of today's tax rate does two things. One, it keeps the tax increases that are pending in January from hitting and causing the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs. It also allows certainty for our job creators in this country so that they don't have to worry about what their tax rates are going to be. And then it gives us a chance to come up with comprehensive tax reform that's based off a pro-growth model.
The Democrat-controlled Senate remains opposed to extending tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans. Meantime, a Senate subcommittee was expected to approve a bill that would keep 8 Texas Air National Guard cargo transport planes based in Fort Worth. The state's congressional delegation and the governors of several Gulf Coast states had been fighting a proposal to move those C-130 Hercules planes that are used for post-hurricane evacuations. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8, the temperature at 79 degrees. News brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news after 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build across the local area, and that system's going to be responsible for the heat and the lack of precipitation. It'll be sunny and right around 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow, highs right around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be 75 to 80. Partial sun during the day Saturday, high Saturday afternoon near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:11 Thursday, time to visit with the folks from the City of Bryan. Sean Smith's here this morning as Alan's taking the week off. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good, good. Got your Texas Red shirt on, I see. Obviously promoting that because that's coming up, isn't it?
Yes, sir. October 12th and 13th, and I wear this every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good thing. And, you know, that's to promote a special event, and we have kind of a special event that happens about 12 times a year. And can we call Greta the mom of First Friday? Is that fair? Can we do that? What do you think?
Yes, I think that's fair.
That's fair. Yeah, Greta Watkins joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are
Wonderful.
You?
Wonderful. Let's talk about, you know, when did we start this whole idea of First Friday?
First Friday started in 2006, I think.
Wow, it's been that long.
It could have been 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you kind of just started this up on your own.
Right. I'd heard of the idea, you know, happening in different communities, usually in a gallery district or museum district, mm-hmm. and I was kind of a gallery of one, so mm-hmm. I thought, I'm just going to start this, just if it's just my place, and as I was promoting mine, I was promoting what else there was in downtown, and pretty soon it grew into a whole downtown event. So.
Now, from that first one that you had, from the initial First Friday to where it is now, just in your shop, mm-hmm. how have things necessarily changed?
Well, we can certainly pack the house on on a First Friday, yeah. so it's just great fun to see what it's become, where it came from, and where it is.
But you have little art projects for kiddos if they that's bring right. kids around. It's a very yeah. family-friendly yeah. type of environment.
Well, it's not always kiddos that are lined up around the table with the temper paint.
It's a good point. Good
the
point.
End of the evening, it may be all college kids wrapped around that table.
And I leave early. I don't stay past 10 yeah. o'clock. I don't know. But you have live music quite often
right,
in your
right.
store.
Yeah, we usually have the house band is jazz. Mm-hmm. My husband's a jazz drummer, so... That works out great.
Yeah. So. But it's expanded so that there are many really music venues within
right.
the downtown area.
Yeah, there are several. And Village Cafe always has a band outside, and Revolution, of course. And mm-hmm. there are several other spots around downtown where you can regularly find yeah. music out
corner
on the sidewalk.
Corner time, they yeah. usually will be people out there.
Yeah, and outside my place, too, there's yeah. a contradiction
right.
place.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And there's a new music venue coming next month. So Grand Stafford Theater.
Oh, that's right. Right next to the Queen, the
yeah,
restored Queen
yeah,
Theater.
So we're excited about that.
It's hard for me to express in words what's happened to downtown Bryan because it's the evolution has been tremendous. And
it's phenomenal. The other day I watched, again, the Lyle Lovett video
oh, sure.
that was shot in downtown. It's 20 years ago, maybe 22 by
right,
now.
Right, for Front Porch.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah. It's so much fun besides listening to Lyle talk, but seeing the background of downtown Bryan as he walks around downtown, it has changed.
We don't have to go far. You know, the other day I was happened to drive through Navasota, and Navasota's doing much the same thing. And
mm-hmm.
it's so nice to see towns of all sizes trying to grow and become something different. And we're able to have 12 different Fridays when we do this. Now, you've got a couple of Super Fridays. When do those occur?
Those are our Art Step
yeah.
First Fridays,
yeah.
which are, they've, the last year or two, we added a third one a couple years ago. So they are March, June, and November.
Okay.
And that's every First Friday has some, arts component of it that mm-hmm. is important to us, but we step it up on those.
Yeah, I can remember, I guess, last year, the initial First Friday after students and got to A&M saw a lot of younger people there.
Yeah.
If you have a preconceived notion of what downtown Bryan is, you have to go down there on Friday night because it will change that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So we'll enjoy that. Thanks for coming in
sure.
and talking about that. And, of course, obviously tomorrow is a First Friday, right?
Yes, right. And if anybody wants to see the list of what's going on, you can check out www.downtownbryan.com,
mm-hmm.
look on the events page, or find the First Friday button, follow those. There's also First Friday event on Facebook every month.
Okay.
So
very good.
Try to keep that info updated. Yeah. Bits and pieces roll in at the last minute.
I understand that can happen. All right, Greta Watkins, who basically kick-started First Friday, and it's tomorrow night. Thanks for being with us
Thanks,
this morning.
Scott.
You bet.
It.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 8:15. Steve Ogden joins us in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. We buy and sell gold and silver coins, one coin or an entire collection. If you want to invest in gold or silver, you will find our prices are the best around. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Being a full-service jewelry store allows us to pay more for your items. We are not dependent on just precious metals. Thank you for voting us the best gold and silver buyers in the Brazos Valley for another year. We hear every day how happy our customers are with us, and they appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
8:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. State Senator Steve Ogden joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Man, it's been a pretty interesting last 48 hours, I suppose. You've watched this for a while and been a part of the arena. What's your thoughts, first of all, on the Ted Cruz win?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts, and I've been thinking about it for several days ever since the election. The first thing I'd like to say is I supported David Dewhurst, and I did that because out of a sense of loyalty. He had been good to me in the Senate. In return, that allowed me to be good to Bryan College Station. So in that context, David Dewhurst was good for Bryan College Station, I thought. But Ted Cruz ran a really interesting campaign, and I thought it was very good. You know, one of the things is, you know, the question is, why was David Dewhurst running, and why was Ted Cruz running? And Ted Cruz said three things that really struck a chord, I think, here in Texas. You know, he said, politicians in both parties have failed us. We've got to stop the spending. We've got to respect the Constitution. And that message was significant. I thought, I was surprised that David Dewhurst lost by as large a margin as he did. I wasn't necessarily surprised that he lost. But I think the turning point in the campaign was that when he got tagged as the establishment candidate, I think that was the death knell. Because it's very clear that the body politic out there is extraordinarily frustrated with, quote, the establishment or the incumbents in both parties. And it showed in the election results. I thought one of the interesting things was that early vote was about half of what the total vote was. In the early vote statewide, Cruz beat Dewhurst 52-48. On election day, Cruz beat Dewhurst 60-40. So that means in the last 2 weeks, everything that Dewhurst was doing was blowing up on him, and Dewhurst was and Cruz was doing everything right. I've never seen that kind of
Yeah, because change. Usually it's a true indication your early vote is going to be that. Now, one of the things that this then says is, how does this the two-party system is a gigantic ship in the ocean, and you know it's obvious that the voters time and again, I mean. Tea Party didn't win everything, but they won a lot, and that continues to be a message that's being sent to establishment politics, not only on the Republican side, but the Democrat side as well. It's just we happen to have all Republicans in the highest positions in office. How does the party or parties respond to this, the latest salvo from the Tea Party?
Well, the first thing you do is you recognize that in elections with the Tea Party has been a major factor in the last two elections. 2 years ago, I mean, there was a sea change in the Texas legislature. There was a sea change in the United States House of Representatives. And now, to a certain extent, there's a sea change in statewide Republican Party politics because of the Tea Party. So you've got to respect it. You've got to listen to it. And pay attention to what they're saying. Politics is not static, and events tend to drive politics. And the two events, I think, that gave rise to the Tea Party were the financial meltdown at the end of the Bush administration and the Bush administration's response, and then the election of Barack Obama. And we'll see what happens in November and with that election. And then we'll see what happens next time in the Texas legislature, because at the end of the day, there was an article in the Houston Chronicle today about how ideology trumped experience in this race. But what I continue to be concerned about is, okay, that's great, but you still got to govern. And the Texas legislature is going to have some serious problems next session, particularly with public school finance, particularly with health care, and something that you don't think about, but infrastructure funding. We're out of money in order to build highways in the state of Texas, and highways have been a tremendous economic asset and boon for our state.
Well, almost beyond out of money, you've already got billions of dollars in bonded indebtedness, too.
Right.
So it's that and beyond. So you're right. You still have to run the government. How can... This is already a pretty conservative body, the Texas House, and certainly looks like the Senate will be even more conservative. If the Tea Partiers want no taxes, nothing to happen, they've still got problems to solve. When does that realization settle down on the electorate?
Well, I think about next May, toward the end of the session, when
when you got to go into special session again and all that stuff. Yeah.
Because when you say, "Hey, none of this is going to work," I guess we're going to special session. And we'll see. We'll see. I wish. I think Ted Cruz, on the national level, is very talented. I think he's smart. I think he certainly has everything that was necessary to do a great job. So we'll give the guy a chance. But like I said, events will drive politics. Recent events have driven the current situation. Future events will drive the future situation.
What happens to Texas? Because you've got a governor who is someplace he doesn't want to be, a lieutenant governor who's someplace he doesn't want to be. Actually, the top six. I mean, Susan Combs, Greg Abbott, you could run the whole list. All the top statewide officers really want to be someplace else. So what's going to happen?
Well, who knows? I mean, who knows?
Let me ask specifically, is Dewhurst weakened because of his loss? Is Perry weakened because he endorsed Dewhurst?
Yes and yes. I really, we've seen politicians recover from major electoral defeats, but I would think that Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst's career as a statewide elected official is winding down. And I think Governor Perry has lost a lot of his political power and appeal because of his failed presidential bid. I don't criticize him for it because, you know, the man was in the arena and I wasn't. And he got to give him credit for trying, but the fact is he failed. And the endorsement for Dewhurst doesn't particularly pretend that he has many coattails at all. So I don't know what would happen, but I think the most likely thing to happen is that the ability for the three leaders in the legislature to drive the legislature is going to be diminished. I think it's going to be very hard for Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, Speaker Strauss, or the governor to kind of sit up there and say, this is what we're going to do.
It actually will have to be hammered out on the floor then.
I think the power now is going to shift to a certain extent, the Tea Party and the other elected members on the floor without having some sort of senior leader there driving the agenda.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the three things that we've got, and Medicaid is a problem. I want to talk public education, though, right now. How is that going to be addressed differently than the way y'all battled it for session after session?
Well, I think it needs to be addressed with a constitutional amendment.
Well, you told them that, but they didn't listen to you.
Yeah, well, they will. I mean, before it's all over,
okay.
That's what's going to happen. But you've got to get the Constitution cleaned up because these battles are that we've had for 20 years revolve around what does the word basically efficient mean in the Texas Constitution? What does a free public school, what does that really mean? So you've got to clean up the Constitution, and the best way to do that is about the constitutional amendment, ask the people what kind of schools they want. You know, I think there's about 450 school districts now that are suing the state of Texas in one way or another over the constitutionality of the school finance system. It's almost certain that there's going to be some sort of court ruling directing the legislature to do something different. We don't know what. Probably what will happen is the legislature will sit on its hands waiting on the courts. Mm-hmm. So I would expect the legislature to be in session most of next year.
Margins tax still isn't fixed. That's the next thing. How will that be addressed in a different way, do you believe?
Well, the margin tax is important because it is a key component in the way we fund public education. And to the extent that it is failing to raise the kind of revenues that we predicted 4 to 5 years ago, you've got to fix it with something. And there's all sorts of ways to improve the margins tax, but once again, the smartest and the most effective way to solve it is to in my opinion, is to amend the Constitution and either ask the voters of Texas to permit a corporate income tax or eliminate the tax in its entirety.
Why do you think, because again, this is something you've been preaching for years, what was the resistance that caused none of the initiatives that you had put forth as constitutional amendments to be out there? What has to change for those constitutional amendments to actually end up on the ballot?
Well, there is an honest disagreement of opinion, and there's a lot of, you know, legislatures and democracies are very poor at anticipating and heading off problems in advance. What democracies tend to do is address, and most of the time successfully, problems once they're laid in their lap. And so I guess the biggest reason is that since we don't have a public school finance crisis, a court threatening to shut the schools down because of the way they're funded, the easiest thing for the legislature to do is to wait. You know, I think I saw in the Houston Chronicle, yesterday, where they said the one common denominator of all politicians is cowardice. And as long as you've got politicians who are more concerned about being reelected or more concerned about running for the next office than solving the problems that we have today, you're going to get what we've got.
Steve Ogden joined us this morning. Any thoughts on what happens for Texas A&M in this next session and with possibly a more conservative elected body?
Well, I'll be surprised if the law school gets funded. But overall, I think Texas A&M is in as good a position as any to make its case before the legislature. There continues to be a tremendous amount of tension between the legislature and higher education. I saw in the paper this morning where the chancellor's talking about $100 million a program to attract all-star researchers, and that certainly is good for Texas A&M. It's good for our community. Great. But in the Texas legislature, they're going to be sitting there and saying, yeah, but your tuition's still too high. And so there's going to be a continued rub between the desire for institutions of higher education to kind of build these empires and the legislature, who's just been coming out of these elections facing conservative Texans that are having a hard time making ends meet, and Tea Party Texans, and they're saying, how come my tuition is triple what it used to be? I can't afford to send my kids to college.
Right. And well, then they do. They'll come back with a fresh message from the people who either returned them to office or elected.
But I don't think A&M is a target. I mean, I think A&M is just part of the overall milieu of higher education. And in general, A&M always has as good and many times better story to tell than any other school of higher education.
That just happens to be on their wish list if they can do it. Anything else I missed that you think is important?
No, I be interested in the presidential election, obviously. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I thought were interesting. One is, you know, George W. Bush's name in the last election cycles is never mentioned, mm-hmm. which seems pretty amazing mm-hmm. to me, considering mm-hmm. what he accomplished and what he did and how popular he once was. But the 500-pound gorilla in the room that nobody is still talking about is the deficit. And how are we ever going to balance the budget? And when are we going to stop borrowing over $1 trillion every year? And I think Cruz is right. Politicians of both parties have failed us. The Democrats don't want to stop spending, and the Republicans are unwilling to look at any kind of revenue measure that would help balance the books. And so we've just got a disaster out there that nobody's paying attention to. And I would hope that as we move toward the election, somebody would start remembering what I think is the most serious problem facing our country right now, and that is these unbelievably and unsustainable deficits.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the time this morning, as always.
Thank you.
All right, that's Steve Ogden, State Senator, on What's Been Going On.
August is a great time to head to your neighborhood half-price bookstore and sell your stockpile of summer reads for cash. Money in your pocket, another chance for others to enjoy your favorites, whether it's books, music, movies, comics, even games and gaming consoles. It's how Half Price Books has been doing business for 40 years, and it's why they have such a fantastic selection of used books as well as their amazing new books on any subject. Half Price Books is buying more than ever from book lovers like us every day, more than 750,000 books a week nationwide. They'll make you a cash offer, not credit, on everything you bring in. They don't pick and choose. They try to donate what they may not sell to organizations around the world. It's simple. Bring your stash to Half Price Books. They'll be happy to bring them in, they'll check them out, and you'll have your cash offer. So make room at your place by selling what you've already enjoyed at their place. Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Plunging profits for General Motors. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. General Motors' second quarter profit plunged 41% thanks to European losses, but the automaker managed to beat analyst expectations. The European division reported a $361 million loss. GM is trying to restructure the unit. Stocks have fallen almost 30% over the past 12 months. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose by 8,000 last week, suggesting not many jobs were created in July. Still, the number was the lowest level since March. Pizza, pasta, and cereal, the staple foods of college, but not if you can't tolerate gluten. So many colleges and universities are expanding their efforts to meet these dietary needs. Some have chefs using separate cookware or swap out problem ingredients. Others are going all the way, revamping dining halls and adding separate eating areas and creating special storage and cooking facilities. Stocks are down. The Dow Jones Industrial Futures down 41 points. The NASDAQ down 10. The S&P down 5. I'm Jen Ursulo, Dow Jones Money Report.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We are working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoover's has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and coming up next Wednesday at the Brazos Center, it's the annual Feast of Caring put on by the Brazos Valley Food Bank. This is to not only raise money for food for the food bank to feed our hungry, but also the food bank, as you may know, is going into a capital campaign. It's already started. They need more space. Teresa Mangapura is the director of the food bank.
Our current warehouse is in the Brazos County Industrial Park off of 2818,
right.
And we were fortunate enough to get the land donated that's right adjacent to the current building. It mm-hmm. was donated by the City of Bryan, mm-hmm. so we're very grateful to them. Being able to expand our current facility that's paid off
right.
into that land will more than double our current space. The cool part about it, when you break that down, that's actually going to be three times more dry food that we can bring in. And but the really, really cool part, and I hate to use the word cool twice, but it is cool to me, is we will expand the amount of fresh and frozen food by five times
oh.
that we can bring in. So more of a state-of-the-art freezer cooler. You know, Texas has a wonderful growing season, so produce is where it's at as far as getting more food in, and it's the healthier stuff. So
right.
our limitations now are that we have a very small cooler, small freezers, and we have had to turn away donations.
Now, the Feast of Caring starts at 11 o'clock. It goes until 1:30, and you'll get fed beans, rice, sausage, salad. There'll be a dessert. There'll be celebrities serving the meals for you, including me. I'll try not to spill anything on you. The meal is free, served by the local celebs, but donations, of course, are gratefully accepted. Brazos Valley has always come through when it comes to helping the food bank.
Try to find a way to involve just about anybody. I think a food bank, our food bank, but all food banks in general, children can get involved, seniors can get involved. And that may be volunteering, but it may be collecting your allowance. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the kids that were involved in the lemonade stands, we got some of those funds. The kids got to come over and actually see the warehouse, go in the freezers and coolers, and it makes it more real and a better understanding to what we're doing. So A&M is absolutely wonderful to us. It is a little difficult for us in the summer because a lot of those Aggies are gone,
right.
So our volunteer base is a little bit lower.
Again, this is the 19th annual Feast of Caring. It'll be next Wednesday, August the 8th, starting at 11, going until 1:30 at the Brazos Center in Bryan. Warehouse sponsors are H-E-B, Kroger, Commerce National Bank, Davis & Davis Lawyers, Clara and Claude Mounts, Mid-South Synergy, Copy Bridge Bar and Grill, and Sam's Club. If you want more information, call 779-3663, and I'll see you next Wednesday at the Brazos Center. Let me serve you beans and rice. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 22 minutes away from 9. The temperature is 81. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. Locally and family-owned for five generations and online at callawayjones.com. Good morning for Chase Murphy. I'm Bill Oliver. It didn't matter that yesterday's Chick-fil-A Customer Appreciation Day was not created by the company. All the Bryan College Station locations had traffic backed out into the streets and line circled the buildings. Amanda and Jonathan Gilbert learned about Mike Huckabee's promotion when they were inside dining with friends.
I'm reading about it right now, so it sounds like a great thing to do, to encourage and to support.
When I walked in there and saw those people and how it was calm, and it was really an awesome sight to see, and just to come support on the basis of religion.
Before Huckabee removed his Facebook page, 640,000 planned to eat at Chick-fil-A. The political commentator and former Arkansas governor staged the event in response to attacks made by the restaurant chief executive that the biblical view of marriage should be upheld. College Station police arrested a trio of suspects Tuesday night accused of one home burglary and may be associated with related crimes in the area of Southwest Parkway in Dartmouth. Officer Rhonda Seaton says observant citizens reported suspicious activity when and then leaving the professionals to take care of the rest.
Which is great. They don't have the training to approach a possible criminal situation. We don't want our citizens to get them into a situation where they could possibly get hurt or end up in a situation where they're having to be able to justify their actions further.
Arrested were two 17-year-olds, Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station and Eddie Mason IV of Bryan, along with an unidentified juvenile. What's becoming a deadly stretch of highway between Bryan and Hearn has claimed two more lives. A crash along Highway 6 between OSR and the railroad overpass yesterday before sunrise affected traffic until the noon hour. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victims as 46-year-old Daryl Dwayne Young of Bryan and 37-year-old Hillary Tareen of Houston.
Fatigue may be a factor in this, so we're trying to confirm whether or not that was part of the contributing factors. Kind of in the process of looking at this area between Hearn and Bryan. Obviously, it's a stretch of highway that well, we've had a lot of crashes over there last year or so.
Investigators believe Tareen's northbound car crossed the center line and struck Young's southbound pickup. Rebranding one of the main subjects at this week's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Chancellor John Sharp has asked the regents to add the phrase Texas A&M to the names of seven agencies.
Any marketing professional would look at that, and certainly many have at A&M that I've talked to, is they wonder, why would you let tens of millions of dollars of favorable publicity go by the wayside by simply not telling people in a name where this came from and that this is part of Texas A&M.
The change, effective September 1st, would not apply to Tarleton State and Prairie View, whose names require legislative action to change. The U.S. House has again approved extending Bush-era federal tax rates for another year. Congressman Bill Flores says that's a stopgap measure.
We're going to pass a blueprint to lay out what tax reform would look like beginning next year when we start to look at it. And that way Americans will know exactly where we feel that, our federal tax system should be headed.
Opposition to extending tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans continues to keep the tax cut extension blocked in the Senate. And congressional investigators say thousands of Medicaid health care service providers still got paid by the government, even though they owed hundreds of millions of dollars in federal taxes. Government Accountability Office says legal technicalities making it harder for the IRS to collect. In one case, a dentist who received more than $100,000 from Medicaid still owed back income taxes, was spending lavishly on fine dining, trips, spas, and shopping, among other things. WTAW News Time, 18 minutes away from 9. The temperature is 81. News brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. More local news after 12 noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Thank you, Brazos Valley families, for voting UPA's Dr. Terry Tomlin Favorite Pediatrician in this year's Eagle Reader's Choice Awards. Like all the specialists at UPA, Dr. Tomlin is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This means the award-winning physicians of UPA have met rigorous standards for continuing medical education and have made a lifelong commitment to the health and well-being of our most precious resource. To learn more, click on upadocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, it's 844, our News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to do a little bit of weather. Brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build across the local area, and that system's going to be responsible for the heat and the lack of precipitation. It'll be sunny and right around 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow. Highs right around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 75 to 80. Partial sun during the day Saturday. High Saturday afternoon near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What's the temperature now?
I have 81.
Oh, you know it's not. You know that's a lie.
It's got to be higher.
Yeah,
than that, right?
It's closer to like 91.
I mean, at least.
Yeah, it's just it's going to be. It's going to be hot today.
I just enjoy, you know, getting out of my air-conditioned car to 4:30, 4:45 in the morning and get steam.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, at least you're inside for a lot of the day. And,
oh, yeah.
And of course, people who work for a living, as opposed to us, you know, basically scoffing at us.
Oh, I know. I
weather.
Am blessed.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt.
I still remember the long-gone days of yesteryear detasseling corn. In
yeah.
Central Iowa when it's 100 degrees.
Well, you know, and that was, yeah, you did that too. Spent a couple of summers taking care of cotton fields. And, you know, you never drive to work with the air conditioning on. There's no reason to do that.
I do it just to reduce the humidity.
Ah, okay. No, I never did because, you know, you're going to have to get out in it. And no reason to put that off because it's going to happen. So there's kind of an I'm a little geeky about this.
Geek away.
Yeah, okay. There's a show on.
Don't say that to him too much. You know.
There's a show on.
Well, you're leaving, Tom. It really doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Right.
Show on PBS, and I don't believe either of the stations that we get here carries this. But it's a PBS show, and you can watch it. You can watch it online. I'm thinking. It's called America Revealed. Have you heard about this?
No.
America Revealed is a. It's been on, I think, since April of last year. The show, quote, explores the hidden patterns and rhythms that make America work. And one of the episodes that they did talked about moving cadavers from one part of the country to the other.
Because?
Well, because of funerals.
Yeah.
And you click on this United States map, and it shows the paths of the airlines and what they do when they are moving cadavers by air. In the U.S. every day, 50 dead bodies are shipped home from one state alone, Florida.
Surprising.
In the map, you see the traveling of bodies from retirees in Florida back to their various hometowns. The point being, we get a pretty good idea of what travels by air through our skies, but we rarely think about that. I mean, they're in the cargo hold.
What's in there?
Mm-hmm. And they are put on what's called an air tray, which is lifted up by a forklift and placed into the airplane. And it clearly says on there, and it must say, human remains, the name of the person, the flight number, origin, and the destination. And it was fascinating to see that map, to see, you know, those flights coming out of Florida, and most of them go up into Chicago or to New York and then mm-hmm. dispatch from there. But, again, one thing that happens you don't think about. Policies for the airlines differ slightly from carrier to carrier, as does the cost of the shipment, especially since deaths happen suddenly quite often. You have to buy a ticket on short notice. They've used the shipping of loved ones as a way to handle grieving travelers as well. What they'll do is generally they provide free standby for them if they're traveling with the casket. So.
For the travelers with the casket.
Exactly. Yeah.
Standby, not applying to the casket.
No. Okay. So kind of interesting.
Just needed that clear.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to be putting that on the tarmac, would you?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Not in San Antonio yesterday.
No, so congratulations to Larry the Cable Guy, real name Daniel Lawrence Whitney, in case you didn't know that.
Dan Whitney Drive, Pawnee City, Nebraska. Tom, you got to check that out when you move.
Okay, there you are.
Well, he's within an hour now.
Oh. No, actually, he owns a business in Beatrice.
Does he?
Which is the city where I'll be moving to. He owns a...
Is that the livestock auction?
Yeah, it's a livestock auction. Okay. That's where it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to sit down now while they.
Nebraska. Larry the Cable Guy and I might, we might get tight. You know.
Could tell.
I could see Tom as the next auctioneer on the Saturday sale.
Well, that's right.
You could at least get physically closer. He's lost 50 pounds.
Has he?
He has.
Well, I need to be on his diet.
Well, he did Nutrisystems, but he also hired a personal trainer that makes him go through a 50-minute cardio workout. Three times a day.
Brings a new definition to get her done.
Hey. Hi, I'm Cherry Rufino with your local real estate market update. Currently in our community, interest rates are averaging 3.75%. That's as low as it was when our grandparents purchased their homes. Locking in now will give you an average of $20,000 more buying power. And remember, there's money available. With a credit score of 640 and only 3.5% down payment, you can start your home buying process today. Thank you for voting Coldwell Banker United Realtors, the best of the Brazos for 9 years, and remember to have a safe and happy summer.
Oh, look, honey, your picture is in the dictionary.
Really?
Under the word ironic.
Ironic.
Yeah, as in, isn't it ironic that you, an unemployed IT specialist...
That's me.
Isn't it ironic that you are using neither information nor technology to look for a job?
What are you saying?
AggieLandHelpWanted.com.
They have jobs online for me?
They have more IT job listings than they have applicants.
Should I go there?
Well, yeah, unless you want your picture under another I word.
Which would be?
Ignoramus.
Right.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com. .com for IT. Long name, amazing results.
Actually, it's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
This summer at Schlitterbahn Beach Water Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool. Relax in the shade under our giant palapas and sample great seafood at the Shrimp Haas restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hey, Ten Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I don't have any more Olympic news today. I don't know if that's
You mean news of Olympic proportion?
No. That's, today at 12:20, it'll be men's water polo, the U.S. against Germany, and then don't forget tonight it's men's basketball. This is the game we've been waiting for. It starts at 4:15. It'll be the U.S. against Nigeria.
Ah, tape-toid.
Yeah. So there, at 2:00 today, it's men's volleyball against Brazil. Now, where do they get? I mean, I guess out like the Pac-12, they play they do that, don't they? They play men's
volleyball. Yeah, yeah, they do stuff like that.
Doesn't happen around here very much, but
no,
anyhow.
No.
All right, here you go. Citizen Kane is taking a rare step back. Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo has been awarded the title as the greatest film of all time now.
Really?
In a well-regarded survey, as a matter of fact. Often referred to as The List, in ranking of the top 50 movies, Sight and Sound, the magazine published by the British Film Institute, says that...
It was a great movie.
Yeah, really, it really was.
Well, and it had one of the most beautiful and probably underrated actresses in the history of Hollywood, in Kim Novak, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's not normally on the list of, you know, the greatest stars ever in Hollywood.
Right.
But boy, she was one of the most gorgeous and a good actress.
And Jimmy Stewart, of course.
Yeah, of course, Jimmy Stewart is recognized as such.
They got the most votes among the 846 international film critics by a pretty convincing margin, 191 to 157 over Citizen Kane, which had been, you know, on the top for a long time, really, since 1962. Rounding out your top five would be Tokyo Story, La Rigueur des Jeux, I don't know what that is, Sunrise, a song for two humans, and the chances are good that most people haven't even, you know, heard of those. So there you go. Two films making the top ten that many will know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and John Wayne's The Searchers.
Oh.
Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather doesn't appear until number 21, but his Apocalypse Now is rated as 14th. Godfather Part II, ranked 31st, tied with Taxi Driver, which top two of Martin Scorsese's other films, Goodfellas and Raging Bull, which made the top 50. Also in the top, Singing in the Rain was number 20. Psycho was number 35.
Oh, another Alfred Hitchcock.
Some Like It Hot, number 42. Not a single film by Ingmar Bergman, Steven Spielberg, or Akira Kurosawa.
Tom Cruise.
No, I don't think he's directed anything. So. And again, it probably changes because they've changed the critics, you know. And they
nothing from Spielberg, really?
No, nothing from Spielberg, which is interesting. Because I'm thinking Close Encounters was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, Schindler's List was pretty significant.
That's what I would have thought from an artsy standpoint.
Yeah, but that's the thing is I don't know that these are. Some Like It Hot is not artsy. Okay.
No.
There's nothing in there that's artsy. If it's from an entertainment standpoint, I think those other two, Schindler's List, obviously not a feel-good show. Twitter doesn't much like President Obama.
Oh yeah.
But then,
since when?
Yeah. But then
who doesn't like President?
Well, but
Obama?
Thinks even less of Mitt Romney.
Oh well.
Or at least according to the numbers that now appear in what's called the Twitter Political Index, or the Twindex for short.
Twitter. How about TwitDeck?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that most people who tweet don't care that much about politics. My other thought is, you know, now we know.
Yeah,
that
but don't say that to Congressman Forrest. He's a big tweeter.
He like to tweet a lot.
We get lots of love from the congressman.
Yes. Now the thing is, though, this is also something that can be spun very easily. I mean, don't you think that Team Obama or Team Romney gets out there and says, you know, let's get a bunch of tweets out there about our guy and how good he is? So we'll watch and see how this works out. But the idea is this gives you some sort of a snapshot of the aggregate political sentiment of all the 400 million tweets that are sent out each day. But anyway, that's where it stands right now. And like I say, we'll see how that turns out after everybody who's supposed to be pumping up their candidate gets finished cooking the numbers for us so that we'll know exactly how wonderful their people are.
Speaking of, there'll be a lot. When did the convention start?
Well, late August.
Okay, this month.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
but they're both this. Well, which one's first?
Well, the Democrats are first, and the Republicans will finish. The Republicans, I think, finish early in September, if I'm not mistaken.
I see. Okay. Well, that's gonna be a big tweet time, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, we'll be broke out in those, without a doubt.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Texas, a mighty state that's mighty hot, and it's mighty unbearable if your air conditioner is not working properly. Don't wait until it breaks. Head off the heat wave with Malik Service. Malik, a Carrier factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. They'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Call 776-2222 for your free diagnostic with recommended repairs. That's 776-2222 or click MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day.